Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living. Now, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Roundup. Talk Radio... Talk Radio Review. That's the Talk Radio Review that we call the Talk Radio Roundup. It's a rascally wabbit here to affect conversation about the big stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. Is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, along with another D.C.er, Rich McFadden, who's the ops guy at Radio America, our originating network in Washington, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is here, and John Harper, who's at WMEL. We have all East Coasters. The arrogance of this program is beyond belief, to have all these damn East Coasters. I'm one of them, too. Well, I am, unless I'm in L.A. Next week I'll be in L.A., so I could be a West Coaster. But where are the people from the sandwich generation? That is, the people in the middle of the country. We talk a lot about what goes on there, but I do think that, just as an aside before we get to the list, don't you think, especially the national discussion is somehow or other controlled by people on the coasts? And Jennifer Horn is here.
Yeah, this is Rick, and I would agree. You take a look at the ratings numbers, and that's why in the evening talk shows you have so many, you know, the liberals, the Colbert and the Kimmel and stuff like that, because they're appealing to those West and East Coasters. I will tell you, though, that I have never severed my deep roots to the Midwest, and I'm proud of that. Thank you, Doug.
Good for you.
Well, we do have our in-house West Coaster here, so Jennifer's here.
Yeah. I'm representing West.
But the problem, yeah. Jensen has corn growing out of his ears. That's the holdover from the days.
I appreciate that, though. The Midwesterners are good, strong stock.
Well, Jennifer is a Midwestern. She's a transplant. Her family, though, farmers
heart,
and stuff in the Midwest.
Is.
Yeah, exactly.
I was born and raised in L.A., and so was my dad. But my dad's family is from the Midwest. My mom's family, though, is from the South, from North Carolina.
Yeah, really? Well, there you go.
That's where my mom was born.
That's nice to know, Jennifer. Thank you. So everybody here want to do their family tree?
Let's do
Victoria?
It.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the one that said I was from the Midwest. I was correcting you, because I'm not. But
you do
have all
of your the relatives are Wisconsin dairy farmers and stuff like
that.
Hey,
we'll talk about...
Where'd Jensen go? He started something, and that was the end of that. All right. So, because Jennifer is here...
Something happened over here. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Jennifer is on a short leash, so I want to get to a couple of things that she has expertise in discussing. The story list this week... number 10 is what's his face, Spicer? What's the first name? Sean, right?
Sean.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars. All right, Jennifer, take it away.
Just about that? All right.
Yeah,
well, Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars, and you would think that seems okay, big deal, but a lot of people think it is. There's been a lot of backlash online. A lot of people on Twitter.
Why?
A lot of people on Twitter
because
saying
the guy worked for Trump. Why?
Right, and because
backlash.
They think that he lied to the American people.
What does that have to do with whether he can dance or not?
They knew exactly the response they would get,
And
of course, it's for ratings. And by the way,
Tom
this year's
Bergeron,
cast is really good.
I think Tom Bergeron played it so that they would get this attention that they're getting. I think it's they're playing us all. Don't buy into it. Don't watch the stupid show.
Don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I know Sean Spicer. He's a really nice guy. And even Karomo Brown, who he's from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He's like, I was most interested to meet Sean Spicer, see what's going on there. And even he came out and said, wow, this guy's really nice. I mean, he just really is. He may have taken a combative tone with the media, but that doesn't make him a bad person.
All right, so John Harper, I heard you were rejected from being on the Dancing with the Stars show. Is that true?
Well, they were talking about next year. They may,
But
I'm still trying to get the sand out of my feet here in Florida. but it seems, Doug, like every year, Dancing with the Stars has had what I call a novelty act, something to start their season off to get attention. And I think they're doing it with Sean Spicer, and I see nothing wrong with it. And
but you're token Republican.
All right,
they did
but you know
Tucker
what else?
Carlson.
Okay, having said that, Richie, now all of the starch about Sarah Huckabee Sanders going to Fox, again, it's the same old diatribe from the same old tired voices. Ah, she lied to us. What has that got to do with whether she's a Fox commentator? It just anybody who can throw any dice, any darts, anything at people, it becomes tiresome.
So,
don't you get tired of it after a while?
She can give a perspective that most people can't, and that's what they're going to use her for.
Well, but she and Spicer have the same jobs, so they can both give that perspective in a manner of speaking. Not that he's going to do it on Dancing with the Stars, but
right, so
I'm just so tired of listening to these people with the same old rants about these people just because they're Republicans, they work for Trump. You know what? That doesn't mean that they're discredited or that they can't live a life or make a living.
All right, well, let's get to the good stuff with Jennifer then. Since we're here on Sean Spicer and since we're talking about good gossip, Jennifer,
yeah,
talk to me about the Overstock.com CEO stepping
down. Oh my God. Do I have to listen to that again?
Yes, I'm going to do because I'm dying to hear her take on
this. Oh, my God.
The Overstock.com CEO stepped down because he's part of the deep state. And
he didn't know it.
Clear his conscience because it true to his heart, he's just a flag waving hippie and he needs
this
to come.
This is just another one. This is the same kind of a story.
So great.
I'm going to go away, take a break. You can take a Richie,
right,
and I'll come back
go.
In a few minutes.
Well, so this guy from Overstock decided he was going to step down because after he admitted he was in the deep state, a lot of shares for Overstock started to fall
what
down.
What does that even mean, the deep state?
The deep state is what we
rogue
refer to in politics
agents.
Is like exactly people who are working against the will of the people who are working
Area
against
51.
Their political opposition using a government with a government badge in their hand, essentially.
Right.
And so this guy stepped down and then he started going on cable news. He was on CNN. He was on Fox. He was on Fox Business. And he even cried, I think, on CNN with Chris Cuomo. And he says that he used to work for the FBI. He'd worked with them two different times. And then a third time he was approached by Peter Strzok, who is the FBI agent who had the relationship with Lisa Page and whose text messages were revealed to say he had a backup plan to get Trump out of office. Peter Strzok wanted him to have a romantic relationship with Butina, the Russian spy who we heard so much about that had that meeting with Donald Trump Jr. in Trump Tower. And so he carried on this romantic relationship. Yeah, it carried on this romantic relationship with this woman, and he said that he was reporting back to the FBI, and then he realized when he started hearing all of this and just how deep it went, and he started hearing Peter Strzok's name, that he just had to come clean because he didn't want to get caught up in all of this. I think he sounds crazy, but I also think all of this sounds crazy, and it's turned out to be true. And it's very hard for us to wrap our heads around the fact that the government could be working against all of us, but clearly, we're going to see in the next few months, that's exactly what happened. John Brennan, James Clapper, this guy was saying that he couldn't name these people. He was calling them X, Y, and Z. But there are clearly three people within the government who we're going to be hearing a lot about that have connections with this
guy. Let's go back to it. It's the quote-unquote deep state. I don't think, and he goes out of his way to say, this is not the FBI. This is a certain few individuals that just happen to work for the FBI or the CIA that are running this whole thing. This is not the FBI.
And
that's
Jensen, consistent with the reporting on this.
Jensen, did you straighten this out for your listeners this week?
Oh, hell no. No, how could you straighten this out? This is such a winding mess. But didn't he say that Jim Comey was directly involved in this somehow?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
I believe he did. So yeah. You got Peter Strzok. Yep, yeah, Strzok. You got Comey. And are we really surprised that they're using people like this to... Yeah.
And the DOJ, nobody's talking about this. Everybody's like, yeah, no comment, no comment, no comment, within the government agencies. Except that the DOJ apparently has talked to him and did say that he has knowledge of operations that most people wouldn't have.
All right, so
he's
interviewed
with the Attorney General.
And Victoria, you get a lot of poop from Washington. What do you think of all this?
I just think it's fascinating, and I think anybody who's stupid enough to have an affair with a Russian agent is an idiot.
Yeah, I want to know how you get that job. How do I get that job? How do I get the government to pay me?
Richie, you're not the right sex.
With a hot Russian girl.
With a hot Russian chick, yeah.
All right, so that takes care of that. Thank you, Jennifer, for helping us understand that.
Well,
John,
the only other interesting point of this is that he claims that the investigation was not just about Trump. It was about Rubio.
About Marco
Hillary.
Rubio. Yeah.
It was like a whole handful. And so that this quote-unquote shadow government group was trying to get information on any candidate that they thought might end up in the hot seat.
Mm. All right, so now you've had your fill of gossip and baloney. We'll get back to the real stuff, the stories that make it. According to Talkers Magazine, that's the fodder here. Get the list of the stories and the people at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen with a point for you all to remember when it comes to looking your best. It isn't just that clothes make the man. Your teeth make the man and the lady. You got white teeth? Swell. You got ugly yellow teeth? Not so swell. Want to fix the problem? Of course you do. Well, if you got any common sense, you know that looking your best can lead to nothing but good for you. And I don't mean, again, back to the clothing. It's the teeth. When you look at somebody the first time, the first thing you look at is their smile, right? And if you got stains all over your teeth, who wants to look at that? Ugh. Don't cover them up. Fix it by getting rid of the stains through the fabulous work of the folks, Dr. Martin Ginniger and his staff, that created this all-natural concoction now known as Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in just 5 minutes to lighten up and brighten your teeth. Average of 2 shades every time you use it. It certainly is a lot cheaper than going to the dentist, I'll tell you that. You pay $600-$700, maybe more, to whiten your teeth professionally when the dentist is going to use the same stuff that you can buy from Dr. Ginniger's company at Power Swabs for a whole heck of a lot less. And you get it at half price, as a matter of fact. So do the right thing the natural way. Whiten up your teeth, and you can still enjoy coffee and tea and wine because you know you can go back to using Power Swabs at any moment. 800-208-1797 buys you in at Power Swabs. The offer not available online, only by calling 800-208-1797. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Use the DJV code, and you get it at half the retail price. Power Swabs, the natural way to whiten your teeth, 800-208-1797. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants, doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go on a maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, get 10% off the entire package, and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Disappointing on the people list that we don't have to deal this week, at least in the top 10, with Todd Chrisley and his wife. Wow, what a shame. That was such a fabulous story. Human interest like you wouldn't believe. All right, the people list and the story from the Cape from John Harper up next on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, performing pop chart hits, rock and roll, classics, and old-time country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Must be 21. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup. It's the Talk Radio Review. Hot hits this past week. The stories and the people list is created every week by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all that good stuff. John Harper from WMEL in Florida is with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen at WDEL, a cast of thousands here, Rich McFadden at the in the main studio, actually, at Radio America, and I'm the Dougster, Doug Steffen, on the air from now until the end of time. It was, I started, we had the radio day this week. Come on, all of you guys, all of us who are radio pros who've been in the business for a long time, did you celebrate National Radio Day? I was on Facebook with some of my radio friends in Boston. It was a lot of fun, actually.
You know why I didn't?
Why?
Because everybody else seems to post like 30 radio stations that they've worked at.
Yeah.
I've worked at two or three.
Yeah, no. Richie?
That is a badge of honor, man.
It is.
Not in the radio business, it's not.
No, it means you haven't been fired 29
times. No, getting fired is a badge of honor. You've had to have hooked that trailer up to the back
all
of your
car. All of us, I think, have. Well, John, you ever been fired from a station?
Yes, I have. Yeah, that's part of the story, too.
Victoria has been fired, I know, a number of times. Jensen, what about you?
I love the way he doesn't give me the opportunity to say I've been fired.
Well,
I have been fired. I have.
Yes, I know, yeah.
I've also resigned.
Yeah.
I think this is hilarious. It's hilarious. Like, no, I've been fired more than you. I'm better. No, I've been fired more than you. I'm better.
And so your story is. Yeah. What about you, Jensen? How many times have you been fired?
Six or eight times. So I win.
There you go. Right. Yeah. No, you don't. Well,
no, don't
I've
win.
Actually won because I've been on. And I don't know how many off. I know at the moment the list is about 416 stations that I'm on. But over the course of my career, whether I did local radio
Doug has been
or
dumped off of.
Oh my God!
In this show,
hundreds.
He got knocked off of one station in Mississippi for getting a massage on the air in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So the thing is.
Yeah,
So Doug, you don't make.
I also got knocked
pages.
Off a station in North Carolina when I talked about Jesus having a prostitute. I remember that.
Good Lord!
Right,
well,
what did you start
I
to say?
Can understand that.
Okay, okay. What about it, Rick? You started to say something.
Oh, I should say you don't measure your resume in pages; it's in gigabytes.
Well, I've been because of the number of years I've been doing a syndicated morning program, and all the stuff I do is pretty much syndicated. Although I've had nice jobs at nice radio stations and good markets, the fact that I'm known to be on the air nationally. At one point, I think we did the research, Richie, and I think I talked about it. I wasn't here. Bob came up with 1,486 stations over the course of my career.
Nice.
So,
amazing.
So, well done,
anyway.
Sir. Well done. Happy Thank Radio you. Day to you, Doug.
Happy Radio Day, right?
Love Radio Day. I should have posted this new, amazing picture of my cat being interviewed by me with my new Zoom mini recorder.
Really?
The one that I took to Ireland with me, Doug.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Yeah, you should have posted that. Absolutely.
Yes,
by the way, just to recycle that silly story about the guy who, who's the deep state cover guy. Jensen had a great comeback, but he didn't get his connection was, go ahead, tell us what you thought of. When you heard that story.
I saw this guy,
CEO
saying,
of Overstock.com, who was coming out to the government and saying he was a deep state operative.
Right.
Patrick Byrne. I saw this guy, and I was immediately reminded of the guy who used to host the Gong Show, Chuck Barris, who said, yeah, I was an assassin for the CIA. And I thought, well, it's the same kind of guy. Victoria asked, why do we believe this guy? And I'm asking the same question.
Well, Barris was a lunatic. Maybe this guy is, too. But Barris also clever.
Barris is also a genius.
That's what I said. He's a lunatic, but he's so clever. He created some great television programs. Just passed away this past year. But he was, man, even to look at him, he was a lunatic.
He was a musician. Wrote so many game show songs and songs.
Yep.
These guys
he did.
Brilliant.
Yep, he did. All right, I promise John is going to tell us a story about the real Rocket City. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review at 28 past the hour. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. Dried Formula 14 from Sierrasil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in ribbing about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine, and chondroitin. Dreadformula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know. Nationally, and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. With Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and John Harper here from the Space Coast with a story behind Rocket City. Rocket City, there was, this is one of those stories that's sort of just below the surface of the top 10, and yet for me, I think a lot of other people who are fascinated by space exploration, astronauts, space, and that sort of thing. The final... Go ahead, finish it, Victoria.
Frontier.
Thank you.
These are the voyages. I do watch it, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a great show. So NASA has chosen the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, to lead the development. This is nothing new, John. They've developed a lot of rockets that have been used in the space program, have they not?
Yeah, they have over the years, Doug, and you're right. It's really nothing new other than the fact that it's a new rocket that they will be working on. But nonetheless, here at the Kennedy Space Center on the Space Coast of Florida, the Vehicle Assembly Building, or the VAB, is the tallest building here in the state of Florida, and it's 525 feet, I believe, tall, home to some of the most storied programs that NASA's had over the decades, going way back to the early days of the space shuttle, the Apollo era. Of course, we all remember that. We just went through the anniversary of Apollo 11. Well, now Northrop Grumman is going to be the first commercial company to build at the Kennedy Space Center Vehicle Assembly Building. And that really was big news here on the Space Coast and in the space industry. They're going to be building, Doug, the new Omega A. That's the rocket that Northrop Grumman will be building in the VAB, and they're modifying also the mobile launcher platform. Those are the platforms that carry the rockets from the Vehicle Assembly Building out to the launch pad, and they're modifying that as well. So this is big news here on the Space Coast. Northrop Grumman, for the first time, the first company to be able to use the Vehicle Assembly Building, and this is expected to be done by next year, 2020, and rockets will be launched with that new Omega A starting the early part of 2021. So big news indeed here on the Space Coast.
Well, one of the things that I always like having you on board for are things like this. You know that I'm a big fan of the space program. The administrator, Jim Bridenstine, or Stein, I've forgotten which way to pronounce his name, the announcement this week about Marshall and what they're going to do to build or design the rocket. There was an ambiguity in the statement, and people were asking, what you're going to use $20 billion to build another platform we're going to be launching? Because there was no clarification. This guy did a lousy job in making the presentation, and I didn't know what the story was till I called you and Honeycutt to find out what's the deal here. They're going to, why would they build another rocket launch pad when they've got Florida? You know, the government's been known to do dumber things than that. So I just wanted to clarify, and that's
that's true. They have done dumber things, but you're absolutely right. A lot of people got freaked when they first heard that story, thinking the same thing, Doug, as what you just mentioned. But no, everything will be done back here at the Kennedy Space Center. It's just that the construction of the new rocket will take place there in Alabama, and the rest of it will be done here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Yep. Okay. So that's that update on that. Let's go back to the story list here. Number 8 on the list, the countdown list, or at least the list from Talkers Magazine that used in the countdown and on our review, is a focus on Israel and Jewish loyalty and all of this nonsense created by headline grabbers, Miss Omar, and is it Talabi? I never pronounced her name right yet. I don't
Tlaib.
Think.
Tlaib.
Yeah. Tlaib. Okay. So what's the takeaway, Victoria, from this?
Well, the takeaway is a little bit complicated, I think. Nobody wins. Nobody wins here. A certain grandmother, Palestinian grandmother, loses out because she doesn't get to see her granddaughter. Mm. And nobody wins at all. President Trump continues to demonize the squad fairly effectively, I think. He's trying to portray the entire Democratic Party as part of the squad, which is clearly not true. But he's an effective communicator, so we'll see whether that works. At the moment, I don't think it is working, but he will continue it. But I think that the bigger story here really is his Jewish loyalty remarks, which have been very offensive to many American Jews, because it is it is perpetuating an historical trope that Jews have a dual loyalty. And I think President Trump is quite angry that the vast majority of American Jews do not vote Republican, although some do. I think he's hoping to make this a part of his election campaign. I'm not sure that this one is going to be a very effective part of his election campaign. And I suspect that he will drop it, and it's going to be a sort of storm in a teacup thing, because being angry at somebody doesn't get them to vote for you. So this may be for his vote, for his base.
Help me understand something. If conservatives are all the pro-Israel group, and Jewish Americans generally vote Democrat. I don't get that. Why would
it's not pro-Israel, it's pro-government of Israel.
Having traveled to Israel, I have friends who live in Israel, and Israel itself is it's outside of Jerusalem. It's not a very religious state, and as a matter of fact, this is
an ethnic state. It's an ethnic reality.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And in fact, Tel Aviv and Haifa are very, very progressive cities. As a matter of fact, what's really missing from this whole thing is the fact that the organization, MIFTA, that actually organized this group has made some very, very horrible anti-Semitic statements. Things like the old... what they say about the Jews actually use Christian blood in services and things like that. Pretty nasty things that they have said. And this is the group that actually sponsored and organized this trip for Tlaib and Omar to go there. And I wonder, how can these Democrats who are liberals support this sort of thing when you actually have gay Palestinians who've gone to Israel and lived in Tel Aviv and Haifa because they're very, very gay friendly, and Palestinian territory is not gay friendly.
Death
there's so
to
much
gays.
More...
It's death.
I'm wondering how can they actually support this sort of thing when they're supposed to be liberals and supporting the LGBTQ movement and everything.
Well, those are good questions. Not sure there's any real answer. I thought your point though about the two who are members of the squad that are over there, they're grandstanding headline grabbers. I think they're two of the phoniest politicians that exist.
I think the Democratic Party is kowtowing to the squad. If you look at the...
I think some of the moderates are getting nervous. Don't you read into that?
I think some of the moderates feel that members of the squad are in it for what they can get.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's exactly what they're in. And that's exactly what they are in it for. They're in it for themselves. And I think that there are maybe people...
The moderates
better take control back
because right now it makes it look like the whole party is swinging wildly left. And if they don't get control...
Except that Joe Biden still shows up on top of the preferential polls of who Democrats would like to see as a presidential candidate. So...
But there's an interesting piece with that I'm seeing in the polls, which is that the enthusiasm is not there for Joe.
No. Well, he's
except in Delaware. And Delaware loves Joe.
Of course they do. All right, that's number four, the 2020 presidential race. We come back, the purchase of Greenland. Who thinks that's a good idea? Raise your hand.
No, I love the latest. If you haven't heard the latest on this, it's a doozy.
Yeah, it is. And I also want to spend a minute talking about sports talk radio. We haven't had much focus on sports talk radio lately, the gambling issue and where that's all going. First, a reminder about how to get a good night's rest. Very important for all of us, no matter what our pursuit in life, what we do for a living. When we wake up in the morning to go to our pursuit, to our job, to our work, we really better feel our best, or you will not be productive. And you won't enjoy your life. You won't enjoy your work. Nothing worse than waking up feeling worse than you did when you went to bed, as far as being tired is concerned. In comes Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, to fix all that kind of dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And you know what I mean. He's riding to your rescue with MyPillow pillows and all the other things that go with, for example, the MyPillow, all these products, one of them that I like, frankly, is the body pillow. And I paid $89 for mine. I'm not too happy about that because right now I could buy the same thing for $29. Radio promo DJV gets you the $89 body pillow for $29. Pillow. It's a pillow. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So do yourself a favor. Buy all that you need right now. Discounts from 50 to 65%, including the body pillow. Enter promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. People list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, these are the top 10, the people, the focus on 10 or more, actually. They're at number 10, Sean Spicer, who's on the surface because of his appearance this season on Dancing with the Stars. Rudy Giuliani, who's always out there yapping, number 9. A couple of members of the squad at number 8. Wayne LaPierre at number 7. Manny Fredrickson at number 6. Anthony Scaramucci at 5. The various candidates running for the Democratic nomination, number 4 and number 3. And the premier of China, because if you didn't know, China hit back at the U.S. this week with tariffs on $75 billion worth of imports, mostly foodstuffs that they were getting from the United States. Number 1 on the people list, you guessed it, you know, Donald Trump. The Donald is number 1 on our list according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You'll find that list at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Research has linked higher consumption of fried foods to type 2 diabetes and heart problems, but studies also show eating fried foods every day could shorten your life. Dr. Stephen Kopetsky, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist, says our bodies simply did not evolve to know how to process fried foods. He compares it to using a fuel in your car that it wasn't designed to run on.
You have a diesel engine, don't put gasoline in your diesel tank because it's going to ruin the engine, you know. And the same thing with this.
Research shows eating fried chicken or fried fish on a daily basis increased the risk of death in women over 50 by as much as 13%. Dr. Kopetsky says the effects could be similar across all populations. He says the problem isn't necessarily the chicken or the fish, it's the oils used when frying them. He says foods cooked in healthier oils, like olive oil, will still taste good, but won't damage your body. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the story side of the Talk Radio Countdown, the list at talkers.com shows the following names, and actually the issues that are attached to them. Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, number 10. Google and Facebook being accused of political bias, number 9. Israel and the ladies over there from the squad, plus Trump's Jewish loyalty remarks, number 8. Race relations, i.e. immigration stuff, number 7. Gun legislation and the NRA, number 6. The president talks about buying Greenland. The presidential race, number 4. Wondering about whether we're going to create a recession here, number 3. Protesting in Hong Kong. Lots of folks are worked up about that, including the people who live there. And basically, number 1, the relationship between China and the U.S., especially when it comes to the trade war. That's it. That's the overview of the top stories, according to the list, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Let's buy Greenland. That's what members of the, what was the old expression, 89 or 49, 30 or fight? When we're buying the Louisiana Purchase, that was the...
No. It's left. Changed. It's not let's buy Greenland anymore. It's let's trade Greenland for Puerto Rico.
Oh, great idea.
Maybe we should trade Puerto Rico for Greenland.
Give the Danish Puerto Rico.
And that's the funniest thing about it is Puerto Ricans are like, okay.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad to be with Denmark.
Yeah, yeah. Making like these podcasters in Puerto Rico are making like these Danish preparation kits. It has like books on how to speak in the languages and some of the traditions. So they're all learning how to be Danish now.
And they're bringing Cinnabon to Puerto Rico so they can specialize in Danish pastries.
Really?
Cinnabon. You know, it was one of the reasons that I decided to go for my citizenship.
That's a great reason.
Sports talk radio and gambling. There is so much of this going on all over the country. You got a talk station down in Palm Beach County doing any gambling spots that a lot of people want to promote gambling. I think you'll hear the commercials all over the place because it's going to be big business. What do you guys think?
Yeah, at the moment, Doug, down here in Florida, there's nothing like that going on, but I understand it's going to be happening starting today, if I'm not mistaken, in Philadelphia, right?
Yes. Yep, it is. WDAS in Philadelphia. They're going to start today with a daily ticket. It's a sports betting program. That's all they do is talk about betting and where to put your money.
Wow.
And right? Let's do one of those shows, Richie. What do you say?
somebody's going to make a lot of money. I know that.
Yeah. All right, exactly. Thanks to all, as usual, Victoria, you're a very important contributor, John Harper, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden. Thank you for being here. Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five items from this past week in terms of technology and news, the world of technology. So here's Victoria Keelan to update us on the top five, starting with a big bet that's been made by one of the big box stores.
IKEA has, they are betting big on smart home products.
And they've been kind of dipping their toe in the water with little things like some light bulbs that are smart light bulbs and things like that that are connected to apps. But now they're going all in. And so they are heavily investing in the new IKEA Home Smart business unit with, essentially, they have a whole new portfolio of smart devices that are going to be released next year. They have 780 million shoppers per year at IKEA stores. That is unbelievable. So they have almost a billion people that they can sell these
well,
smart home
worldwide
products.
Worldwide store, are they not?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worldwide, yep. And so this is also a wake-up call to smart home companies like Google and Amazon. IKEA has much better style and usually much better prices. So this is not great news for Google and Amazon. They both have their own smart home division. And IKEA says this is the biggest new business we're establishing since the introduction of Children's IKEA. Well, Children's IKEA was such a huge step forward for IKEA. Every classroom, you know, if you go to any daycare center, IKEA furniture outfits all of it. Plus kids at home, too. So it's a huge business. They expect 830 million smart home devices by the end of this year will be in homes. And then that doubles to 1.6 billion by 2023. So that's a smart bet, I think, that IKEA is making for sure.
Smart bet. Number four, Netflix has a bet on a new TV app, yeah?
Well, Netflix is really trying to keep people on their platform, and so now they have a new update to the TV app that gives you, it's called the latest section, and it'll be a list of movies and TV shows and new seasons of TV shows that you may have seen before or maybe new ones that you might be interested in, and so it's giving you all the updates of when those will be released. It's actually a good idea because I also find that the more stuff that gets added on Netflix, it's harder to keep track of when new seasons of things come out. So this is going to be kind of like a little preview section, and most of the time people look at the new release section or trending, and now this will be an all-encompassing section called latest. So I think it's a good move.
Good. All right, number three, working our way to number one. It puts a number of these outfits together, eBay, Instagram, and Shopify, which have been doing business in the name of Jeffrey Epstein. What's going on there?
Well, the Jeffrey Epstein thing is just, this is the most distasteful thing, but it is real and it's happening. So T-shirts and other merchandise inspired by the convicted sex criminal, now dead, Jeffrey Epstein. So all of the sales of this merchandise is now challenging some of these online platforms' moderation policies. And some eBay listings have T-shirts depicting a painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress and red heels. That painting actually was hanging in Jeffrey Epstein's New York City apartment. And so now those T-shirts have started to sell. There's conspiracy theories, the Clinton body count hashtag, all kinds of stuff like that. And so eBay took them down. Shopify has also dropped anything related to Epstein, and Amazon still has some stuff up there, but they're saying technically because it's a third-party seller, it doesn't really violate their terms of service, so we'll see where that goes, but talk about distasteful, it's just really gross.
Ugly. Number two, here's a way for you to save big. Those of you going to school need textbooks.
Yep, people spend on average $400, well, college students and graduate students, $400 per semester on textbooks. And so there are some websites now that are coming forward with some really great deals. Pearson.com has 1,500 of their textbooks that are now offered electronically, which saves you a lot of money rather than buying a hardcover book. And if you prefer the physical textbook, you can actually rent them for about $60. They have partnered with 700 colleges, so if you have a student that's away, make sure they check out the Pearson agreement and see if their student... Their college is participating. It's a great deal. Chegg Books, that's Chegg with two G's, they have up to 90% off campus bookstore prices on theirs, and you can rent textbooks. Amazon lets you rent textbooks as well. And then Thrift Books is another great website where you can get really big discounts on textbooks.
Really big discounts. Number one this week of the top five tech stories, Victoria.
Walmart is suing Tesla over their busted solar panels. Now, Tesla bought this company called SolarCity back in 2016, but Walmart says that the solar panels sparked fires at least 7 different Walmart locations, and they have 240 of different stores that have these panels. Not great news for Tesla. They just tried this week to relaunch their solar panel business, so kind of a big dent in their business right now.
All right, good job. There they are, the top five technology stories of this past week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrenteria.com.
Objects at various points, but they resorted to firing canisters anyway. Protesters then responded to the tear gas by throwing objects in the direction of the police. The skirmish came after a march to a nearby park. Hong Kong media said the people were chanting "Fight for Freedom, Stand for Hong Kong" at a post-march rally there. I'm Charles Siladesma.
Taxes on tech giants and a French wine dispute on the menu at a special dinner with the top White House and French officials at the G7 summit. The French finance minister invited Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, and White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow to dinner this evening. They were in the French town resort of Biarritz, President Trump dining with other world leaders nearby. Earlier in the day, Kudlow said the president is not second-guessing himself about hiking tariffs on China.
He said he was not having second thoughts about putting on the tariffs. If anything, he was thinking about raising them.
Meanwhile, Mnuchin said Mr. Trump could declare a national emergency to force U.S. companies out of China.
He does have those authorities. If for whatever reason he decides in the future to use those, we'll clarify exactly how he uses them.
Last week, Beijing slapped new tariffs on $75 billion in American goods. An Israeli airstrike on an Iranian weapons depot in Iraq confirmed by U.S. officials. The July 19th attack targeted a base belonging to Iranian-backed paramilitary forces in Amirli in the northern Salaheddin province, killing two Iranians. The attack was followed by at least two other mysterious explosions at munitions depot near Baghdad belonging to the militias. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
An Irishman is $15 million richer today after capturing the Tour Championship and FedEx Cup.
Rory McIlroy has posted a four-shot victory to secure the PGA Championship and the year-long FedEx Cup. The 30-year-old Irishman claiming the biggest payday in the history of golf, winning a massive $15 million. McIlroy came from a shot behind at the start of the day to fire a final round 66 for a tournament total of 18 under, in the end four clear of Xander Schauffele, who won $5 million for finishing second. Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas tied for third. It was the second time McIlroy had won the championship and the FedEx Cup. I'm Graham Agars.
Louisiana claims its first Little League World Series title, an 8-0 rout of Curaçao. Louisiana took the title after falling into the loser's bracket with an opening game loss to Hawaii. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Cyber attacks, more commonly reserved for banks and other institutions storing sensitive data, are increasingly targeting school systems around the country.
The FBI says schools prove attractive targets not only because they house sensitive data, but also because they provide critical public services. The Bureau says perpetrators include criminals motivated by profit, juvenile pranksters, and possibly foreign governments. And while attacks on schools have become more common, authorities say it's impossible to know how frequently they occur because many go unreported. Rich Thomason reporting.
The average U.S. price of regular gas dropping 8 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.66 a gallon. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says there could be further declines ahead for gasoline prices. That price at $2.66 is 25 cents lower than what we were paying a year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're Billy and Patrick, and we love 0% APR financing.
And that's what you'll get at Redding Kia during the Kia Summer Sales Event. Don't pay the bank one penny to borrow when you can take home a brand-new award-winning 2019 Kia Sorento or 2019 Kia Optima.
It's 0% APR for 75 months. That's the best finance offer ever from Kia Motors. Keep your go no money down on approval of credit. Pay it off anytime you'd like.
It's so simple. It's free money. 0% APR for 75 months on all brand new 2019 Kia Sorentos and all 2019 Kia Optimas.
And every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Act fast. This deal won't last.
0% APR for 75 months is $13.33 per 1,000 finance. Must finance through KMF for this offer on approval of credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Billy is the marketing director for Redding Kia.
Ends 8/28/2019. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Edit availability.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. This ought to be a good hour. They're always good hours. This one will be better than most, perhaps. Who knows? We'll see the end of the hour when we review what we've talked about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Welcome to everybody who listens to talk shows all over the country.
Yeah, here we are.
Popular.
We're blanketing the land with our intelligence.
Yes, right. Blanketing the land with our BS. Okay. Michael's job is to go through the stories, top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks on the staff at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Find it at talkers.com. And then there's the people list. Who do we deal with there, and what names do we know and not know? All right, Michael, let's have at it.
Well, we have some new stories and we have some new names, so here we go. Number 10, Spicer on Dancing with the Stars. Number 9, maybe he'll eventually get a job as one of the cast of Saturday Night Live.
I think if they had been clever, they would have put Spicer dancing with Sarah Sanders Dancing with the Stars, the two of them together. That would have been...
No, you have to have one person who knows how to dance, from what I understand.
And the other person, and who's going to lead there, right? One person.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, the whole purpose of the show is it's supposed to be a serious dance competition, and the celebrity...
I think Linda Carter would be a good match for Sean Spicer. What do you think?
Linda Carter?
She's been around it. Yeah.
For a while. What made you think of her?
I don't know. I was just thinking about her. She's attractive and about the right age.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, okay. she was a wonderful Wonder Woman, right?
She was.
Yeah,
she was first Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she did a good job of it. That's a role that, let's not get off on cartoon characters and movies.
Yes.
Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, number 9, Google and Facebook accused of political bias. What else is new? Number 8, Israel bans Tlaib and Omar and Trump's Jewish loyalty remarks tied at number 8. Number 7, race relations, immigration reform tied together at number 7. Number 6, we have gun legislation, mass shooters thwarted, and NRA turmoil. Number 5, Trump floats Greenland purchase. And number 4, 2020 presidential race. That's going to always be up there in the top 10 for a while, until 2020. And number 3, recession fears, serious issue. And number 2, Hong Kong protests, very important. And number 1, U.S.-China trade war. The people on the survey, Spicer at 10, Rudy Giuliani at number 9, number 8, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Wayne LaPierre, the guy that runs the NRA, almost lost his gig, but he's still in there at number 7. Mette Frederiksen at number 6. She is the Prime Minister of Denmark. Anthony Scaramucci at number 5. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren tied at number 4. Joe Biden and Bernie at 3. Xi Jinping at 2. Donald Trump at 1. Pretty interesting week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it depends on your interest, frankly. For those of us who are not necessarily interested in politics all the time, there are some different bits and pieces. You said something with regard to number 3 on the story list that intrigues me. Recession fears. You said it was a serious issue. Isn't that movement, like so many other movements, sparked just by rumors and innuendo in the news media? That's what makes it interesting.
That question,
Does it make it interesting, or are they making a story out of something that may not? You know how Wall Street is, the rumors. Rumors are. Somebody can start a rumor based totally on fiction, and it takes root and goes on and on and on and has a life of its own.
On the other hand, you don't want the media not to talk about economic indicators and certain warning signs and red flags, et cetera.
Well, but where do you But where is the line drawn between speculation? This goes for the entire news medium and news spectrum. Where do you draw the line between conjecture and what is true? What is true? What is fact? That's where
fact and true are related. Well, the question that you're asking is a rhetorical question that lies at the base of almost everything we discuss. And that is the relationship between reality and the media, the relationship between the news and reality, the impact of the media upon reality, and the impact of reality upon the media. This is stuff that gets into media theory, politics, sociology, anthropology. These are the questions, philosophy, and that's what we're here for. But to say that the media sparks a recession, that's only one aspect of a more complex issue. It is true that many of the economic markets, particularly Wall Street, particularly in the age of these bots that make deals without any human intelligence, it's all artificial intelligence, making deals about key words that are in the news. Oh, key word, you know, tariff is being levied. Okay, stock market go down. Trump backs off tariffs. Stock market goes up.
You're speaking to the issue and explaining it exactly the way I meant it to be taken. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because what you said has some merit. It's just not the whole issue.
Do we ever see or wrap ourselves around what the whole issue is when it comes to anything anymore?
I don't think we can, because the whole issue is bigger than the stage upon which we operate and bigger than the frame in which we frame things.
Take, for example, Sean Spicer and him being on Dancing with the Stars. And the brouhaha it caused with stupid, stupid, stupid statements made by those on the left about him and why he shouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars. Anything and everything, as we've noted here ad nauseum, is political. And, you know, people turning up their nose, Sarah Saunders shouldn't be on Fox. Why shouldn't she be on Fox? Well, that's like saying any Democrat ought not to be on with Bill Maher or on MSNBC. You don't hear it, though, on the other side as much as it seems you hear it.
I hear it on both sides.
Your point
is well taken. Your point, I'm not arguing with you. However, I do want to say, as somebody who tries consciously not to take sides on the partisan aspect of these discussions, I find both sides accuse each other of things that they do themselves.
Of course they do.
So that's all I can say. Both sides do that. And yes, everything is heavily politicized. Mm-hmm. I can't go along with you when I say those of us who are not interested in politics, because the whole premise of this program is for people who aren't interested in politics.
Right. And you say that all the time. You always are calling me on that and telling people that I have a faith.
That's why we're here.
But I'm just saying, in terms of, I was trying to look at the broader spectrum, not of conversation necessarily, but just of the way people think about things. And
well, politics is best served when people have a broader picture. People that are only into politics don't know how to attach it to real human issues.
Yeah, that's well put. That's good. I want to talk about Joe Walsh running for the Republican nomination for president, and people are saying, who? Huh?
Yeah. The former guitar player for the Eagles. No, just
kidding. Rocky Mountain Way. People have done worse in comparing one person to another with the same name.
Yeah, well, I've been through the early part of my rock and roll years sharing a name with the lead singer of Spooky Tooth, a British blues band named Mike Harrison.
That was not fun. No. Well,
he passed away a number of years ago, but the fact is that I remember that used to irk me.
Well,
how about Michael Jackson, the talk show host out in L.A.? You know, like Michael Jackson.
Yes,
but could there be
two people who were more different with the same name than Michael Jackson, the talk host, who was an Englishman, and Michael Jackson, the singer, who was a lot of things that people don't want to talk about. I want to talk about losing weight. All right, right now. Whether you want to lose 7 pounds, you want to lose 30 pounds, you want to lose 60 pounds, whatever it is, what you want, I'm sure when you think it through, is to lose the weight and keep it off, and to do it safely so it has no negative impact on your body, except to make you healthier because you have less fat on your body. That's really what Calitrin is all about. The message from Calitrin is you can lose weight safely, intelligently, and not have any ramifications. Like if you are on some of the diet things, they're full of caffeine. Ugh. Or you go on a diet and it's crazy stuff, the food you eat, very expensive. And then there's the operation you can get that's even more expensive. So why are you doing all that to yourself when in fact you can lose weight the safe, healthy way with the all-natural approach from Calitrin, Calotren. Use that name. Go to calitrin.com. See what the other people who are on this who have been successful have to say about the main ingredient in Calitrin, which is collagen. That's why it works, because collagen is something your body had produced, stops producing. This sort of supercharges it again. Lots of people are listening to, I don't know if it's advice, but it's a suggestion. Take it to heart. Toploss.com or Calitrin.com. Go there. Use the DJB code. And at the moment, you can buy three bottles of Calitrin, get two free, and free shipping. That's the story. Use the DJV code, lose the weight by going onto the program and staying on it to maintain the weight that you want. That all happens by getting started with Calitrin at Calitrin.com. Three bottles, two free, and free shipping. DJV code is necessary for all that at toploss.com. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach. like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I made reference to a conservative talk radio host named Joe Walsh from Chicago, who was a congressman, then he became a radio host. Now he's running for president in the primary against Trump with Bill Weld. Not with him, but another challenger. What do you think of all that, Michael? What's the point of this?
I think first of all, it gives Joe Walsh a high profile. He's one of the handful of conservative commentators who has openly switched from being pro-Trump to anti-Trump. There are conservatives out there who do not like Trump, and he's one of them. And he has made it work. You know, he's syndicated by Salem, and Salem is very pro-Trump. So
I was going to say, I wonder how he does that in that arena.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, right.
But he's
a
very colorful host. He's entertaining, and he's a good host.
Smart.
Smart guy. Yeah. And basically, he and a couple of other Republicans are announcing that they are either considering or running against Trump because they're counting on Trump losing popularity in the next year and being dumped by the Republicans. That's what they're counting on.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
School's out. Spend the day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with me. I'm Doug Steffen, here to reinforce the strength of this format, Talk Radio. And we, Michael and I, every once in a while, not spar, but we talk about the reason for this program is very simple. The top 10 stories and ancillary conversations from the, what I call the talk tree, things that are related to these things. Once in a while, we bump into some other things, but it's a very clear-cut. We have our manifesto here. It's called the Talk Radio Manifesto. All right? Isn't that what it's called? Didn't you come up with that? The Talk Radio Manifesto, or Talkers Manifesto, even better.
I never heard of that, but it sounds interesting. It is. We can start a movement with it.
Yeah, we can. All right, so speaking of a movement, the number 8 story this week, focusing on the Jewish loyalty issue that's come up from the president and why it is that so many Jews in America vote for the Democrats when we're their real friends here on the Republican side, and the banning of these two characters who are I'll give them kudos. They're great self-promoters, these two, all four of them in the
Have Donald Trump to thank for that.
Yeah, I suppose, in a matter of speaking.
Donald Trump is the promoter of the squad.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be half as good.
What do you think about Jewish ethnicity versus religion? You know, when it comes to Israel, you and I went to Israel together once, and I've been back 5 or 6 times and going again this year. It's the place, other than England, that I visited most outside of the United States. I find the place fascinating. And one of the things, the difference, most people don't understand the difference between the religious Jew and the ethnic Jew, which I think plays into all the stuff that's going on over there, don't you?
Well, it gets complicated when you have a theocracy, when you have an ethnic nationality, when you have a culture. The Jewish religion is a religion. The Jewish religion is a heritage. The Jewish culture is, in fact, an ethnicity. There's a lot of aspects to what Jewish means, just like almost everything has that.
Yeah.
And because Israel is such a unique country, it's a democracy, but it has a certain element of theocracy, but not specifically. The state of Israel being located where it is in terms of geopolitics, it'll always be a place that has conflicting issues and controversy attached to it. Mm-hmm. But that's what it comes down to. It's where religion, where ethnicity, and where nationality collide.
You said that Trump has made these characters in this group, the squad, he's made them. So what is his handle when he gets into things like this Jewish loyalty discussion? Is that playing the same card, sort of his Trump hand, or has he gone too far?
Well, that depends on how much you like Trump. If you want Trump to do well in elections and you agree with his methodology, it's typical Trump strategy. He's dividing and conquering, and now he's dividing the Jewish community into a couple of factions so that the Jewish people can fight with each other over where they stand on Trump, just like half of everything is fighting with the other half about Trump. So Trump is definitely a divider in that regard. In terms of whether he should have stuck his nose in this, my personal feeling is he should have stayed away from it. It's not a place for the President of the United States to get into that type of a situation, but he does.
Well, there are a lot of things he does that we could put into that category. But
exactly.
You're a Democrat and you're a Jew. What's the matter with you? The Republicans support the Jewish state, not the Democrats.
They have that issue with the African-American community. How could you be for the Republicans if you're an African-American? You're not being loyal to the Democrats.
Yeah.
And then the others say the Democrats take advantage of African-Americans. So this is all part of the weaponization of things that should not be in politics that are.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine, and chondroitin. Joint form of the 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle. One of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour. Here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Redding Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Redding Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Redding atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Redding on Shop Local Night, September 12th, from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Redding Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter, on September 13th, from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.reddingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Redding Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Talk radio, stop 10.
now we continue this week's Report to the Nation from the world, the talk radio world's central focal point, which is the headquarters of Talkers Magazine here in Massachusetts, where I am, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through the stories, some of them, and the ancillary conversations that come out of some of these stories. One of the things you listed, NRA turmoil and Wayne LaPierre. LaPierre's on the people list and the situation in the NRA, number six on the story list. The situation with this guy, there's an interesting expose, Michael, in the New York Times. And this is, you know what bothers me in the current, function of being a talk radio person? A lot of people feel like they have to apologize when they make a statement. I don't really like Trump, but, or, you know, there's something, I never voted for him, but. And in this case, when I talk about the NRA and Wayne LaPierre, I always feel like I have to say I belong to the NRA because most of the comments I make on the air about the NRA are negative. And I realized the reason for them being negative is my attitude and feelings about Wayne LaPierre, who I think is a thug. And so he's got pictures apparently of a lot of people with chickens because he's managed to get rid of Ollie North, Dana Lash, his lieutenant, second in command. He's cleaned the place out of people who wanted to get rid of him because apparently Ollie North says he's a crook. So, you know, under the circumstances, who do you believe? And how is it this guy keeps, he calls the President of the United States and talks to him for a half an hour? Who does that? Unless you've got a lot of hooch.
He's the president of the NRA. They're powerful. And he's a powerful guy. Do you remember back in the 90s when we were doing the Heritage Foundation forums? He was a regular. We knew him pretty well then.
Yep.
And, you know,
I based my comments on him having been around him in that era. Thank you for bringing that up.
I'll tell you, from my memory of him, because I haven't seen him in person since those days. It's a long time ago. But I remember saying to myself, this guy's the president of the NRA. He seemed very diminutive. He didn't seem pushy. You know, you call him a thug. He just seemed like a quiet, mild-mannered guy, very soft-spoken.
I didn't get those vibes from him at all. I got a worm. From
how interesting! How interesting!
Yeah. Never liked.
So you feel that Dana Lesh and Ollie North were kicked out by him? That it was a power struggle between them all?
I think if you read that New York Times article, I felt that before I read the article, and that's why I said my apologies. I started to apologize about the New York Times because it isn't always a credible source. And then I thought to myself, what am I apologizing for? There's a lot of good stuff in the New York Times. You got to sift through it and find out what you think has merit. And I think their shot at Wayne LaPierre, which is a long, long, long essay as to how he's maintained his grip, even though he's weakening, is a very interesting study in how some of these lobbying groups work, because that's what they are.
Well, money is the key to this. You know, Wayne LaPierre, as you know, makes a hell of a lot of money as the president of what is a nonprofit.
And
not everybody that gives their money to the National Rifle Association is wealthy. So he's
nor do they know where their money is actually going in reality.
Right. So when you get an organization with that kind of money and that kind of power, and you get a guy like Wayne LaPierre who's been there for decades, obviously his nest is being feathered quite nicely. And that, I think, is part of the problem that they're having with him in terms of controversy. It's very interesting. Yeah. You and I know Oliver North, and we both know Dana Lesh. So it's I'll find out more. I'll investigate. But to me, I've just looked at it as it's all about money, it's all about power, and it's internal politics. And any organization that is as important as the NRA, there's a nice neutral word, is going to have tremendous amount of internal jockeying for power. There's no it comes with the territory.
There are a lot of people who, when you mention their name, tend to get people, they're polarizing characters. LaPierre is one of them. And I'll tell you, there's another man, actually a pair of brothers, the Koch brothers, whose father started the John Birch Society. They have been involved in the oil industry, their family. The father was an oil, what do they call them when they go out, an oil wildcatter. He went out to the Central Plains and started making a lot of money when he was young, and then had three sons, and two of the sons agreed with their father's position on things, and they took the business over. The third son, somebody that I actually know quite well, Bill Koch, was thrown out by the two brothers. They gave him $2 billion to disappear. Meanwhile, the other brothers, managed $7, $8, $9 billion worth of wealth. The reason I bring it up now is because David Koch, he was the twin to Bill. There were two, the older
brothers. So you're friends with the poor. You're friends with the poor brother.
The poor Koch. Yes, I am. Right. Yeah. The poor brother. Charles was the older one. He was always sort of like his father. And David and Bill were twin brothers, and they fought all the time. Apparently, David had really bad cancer, so that's the end of him. But it's interesting. The reason I brought it up is because not only the passing will become a conversational point of you over the next 3 or 4 days, but because he was a guy like LaPierre who galvanized. There was lightning rods when it came to the Koch family and what they did and how they influenced politics with their money. They were responsible for the the decision that was made 4 or 5 years, or maybe it's longer ago than that. Citizens United. That was their deal. They paid for that, and they got the whole business of how you contribute to political campaigns changed
because led to all these big PACs.
Oh yeah, they started all that stuff. So. Anyway, it's interesting.
It's changed the nature of politics in America.
It's ruined the issue. Yeah, ruined it, as a matter of fact, I think. Anyway. All right, so let's talk about, shall we, the number 9 story on the list, Google and Facebook, who have been accused. I just chuckled. I kind of had that reaction when I first saw this on looking at the list for the first time this week. Google and Facebook accused of political bias. It's a joke.
The president has accused Google based on an old story that's been floating around that somehow they influenced the election. And he's still obsessed with the numbers from the 2016 election, which he should forget about. All of these things are distractions and show his insecurity. And as far as Facebook is concerned, they're having a hell of a time trying to figure out how to go about being credible. They keep tripping on themselves. They keep shooting themselves in the foot. They can't seem to get out of their own way. And now they just banned a very, very interesting and exciting newspaper, the Epoch Times, which has been the subject of a hit piece by NBC News in the last couple of days.
And you're connected to the fellow that runs that, aren't you?
I think the Epoch Times is something that is very important. I think, like any news agency, I don't always agree with their positions, and they are subject to any kind of, if you want to cherry pick things, you can find fault with anybody. And NBC News certainly shouldn't be, they're the pot calling the kettle black.
Right.
But I think the Epoch Times is important because of their unique connection to China. I think the Epoch Times is one of the major outlets, one of the major platforms at the cutting edge of the resistance around the world by Chinese people to the Communist Chinese Party that runs mainland China for the past 70 years.
I've been predicting for a long time there's going to be a revolution there. These people, as much as the government tries to keep them under control, they know what's going on elsewhere. They know what life is like in other countries. They're not going to put up with this stuff.
And that's why I support the Epoch Times, in spite of the fact that they have another company associated with them that, in a TV show for entertainment purposes, might have proselytized a conspiracy theory. I mean, it's crazy. But NBC News was behind Facebook banning the Epoch Times for simply showing support of Donald Trump, whom they support because he's been standing up to the communists. Right. See, everybody has their own issue.
Of course they do.
But
twist.
Look, I'm critical of Trump, and I support him where he should be supported. I have to support Trump to a certain degree, openly and honestly, about how he's handled China, and that he's the first president in the last five presidents to at least reverse the tide of coverage and understanding about how dangerous the Communist Chinese Party is, not only for the people of China, but for us around the world.
Yeah.
And if we don't start recognizing this, they're going to take our lunch and eat it.
They're not our friends. We ought not. That's where Trump is on the right page as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely on the right page for that. This is having a horrible impact on our farmers and other businesses. And the toll, I have a hard time because my loyalty is to farming. I don't have to feel like I'm not loyal to Trump, but I am loyal to the United States. And I think that he has done the United States a favor and a service by calling all of these deals into question and giving the power. It may be, I hope it's not too late, but we've given China everything they have. China can thank us for everything. We buy their crap. We've supported them in that way. Then we borrow our money back from them, make them even richer on our dime. And nobody
you can thank Clinton and the Bushes for that.
Yeah.
And,
Trump
is trying to reverse it. Obama hasn't done much to change it either. So Clinton, Obama, and the four presidents, two parties, they all may as well be the same party.
They're all the same. This is bunkum. And the Bush was the worst of the bunch when it came to that kind of stuff. 45 after the hour. Here's a quick way for you to get away from the aches and pains that you have as you get a little older. Aches and pains start after you get out of high school or college. If you've been an athlete, you get aches and pains in your 20s and 30s, and it continues. I know a lot of people who rave about what Joint Formula 14 does for them just after a couple of weeks. The sports injuries, all of the things that happen after you have operations on various parts of your body. Let's face it, after an operation or you get hurt and playing, you've got aches and pains. For me, what my experience has brought me around to thinking is that this is something that really delivers on what it promises, and that is within 14 days to make you ache-free or you get your money back. Simple, straight-line formula. And you can call them, or I find going online with this company is better. Achefree.live is the website. You find a lot of information there. You can order the product there. Achefree.live. And if you use the code DJV in the appropriate box, you get the first bottle of Joint Formula 14 at 50% off. So that's a great deal on a great product that will give you great results or your money back. Joint Formula 14 deals with the problems you have in your joints. Aches and pains, goodbye. Go to achefree.live, buy the product, use the code DJV, get it for half price. On the story side of the Talk Radio Countdown, the list at talkers.com shows the following names, and actually the issues that are attached to them. Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, number 10. Google and Facebook being accused of political bias, number 9. Israel and the ladies over there from the squad, plus Trump's Jewish loyalty remarks, number 8. Race relations, i.e. immigration stuff, number 7. Gun legislation and the NRA, number 6. The president talks about buying Greenland. The presidential race, number 4, wondering about whether we're going to create a recession here, number 3, protesting in Hong Kong. Lots of folks are worked up about that, including the people who live there. And basically, number 1, the relationship between China and the U.S., especially when it comes to the trade war. That's it. That's the overview of the top stories, according to the list, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants, doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
In Des Moines every weekend morn, they're lined up like rows of corn, and most just do not have a prayer.
76 unknowns. This is a satire on the number of people running in the Democratic Party for president from the Capitol steps. And the co-founder of the group is your guest this week on the MH interview.
Yeah, so we talk about political correctness, how it affects satire, comedy, and opinion. And it's a fascinating conversation with Elena Newport, the co-founder and the chief parody songwriter for the Capitol Steps. MHinterview.com. If you want to hear the podcast, it's free. MHinterview.com. Yours truly talking to chief honcho over at the Capitol Steps. They've been in business since 1981, and she's got a lot of perspective.
She came to a lot of, they all came to a lot of our events. I've seen them a number of times, been on our programs. Actually, forgotten that they were still around. That'd be a good to have
on. Big tourist attraction in D.C., and they crisscross the country on tour.
Yep. All right, check it out, MHinterview.com. You can also find it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duty independently. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law and practitioner of the legal world. A practitioner. I like that. They always practice. Doctors and lawyers practice.
Until we get it right.
Yeah, right. And they charge us $400 an hour for their practicing. Very nicely done. Good. I should probably do that. Why don't we
yeah.
should go to law school and become could you
there
see
you
me
go.
As a lawyer? How would I be as a lawyer? I'd be argumentative.
Yeah, they could be a terrific lawyer.
Yeah, I would be argumentative. All right, let's go to some of the stories this week and the legal ramifications. I think gun legislation number 6 this week from Talkers Magazine is a focus, and the impact that it maybe isn't legal, but we've been talking a lot about Wayne LaPierre and how he's managed to still control the NRA with an iron fist, getting rid of anybody who had anything negative in their closet about him. Now, that's not the legal side of it. What is the legal side of this?
The legal side of it is kind of interesting when you look at the really oversized influence LaPierre certainly, but the NRA itself has on legislation. And I mean, a couple of phone calls to the president and all of a sudden he's caving on this thing. Yeah. I mean, you have, if you can believe the polls, which is quite a disclaimer right away, but it does seem that people want some gun legislation. What's going on now, you know, is outrageous. And it isn't, you know, the old thing, it's not guns that shoot people, you know, it's people that shoot people. You know, it's a silly comment. And, you know, we don't need to have automatic weapons with clips that can, you know, shoot out hundreds of bullets. People don't need that under the Second Amendment. And as far as, you know, the background checks, there are a lot of simple things that can be done. The red flag laws, you know, it's not perfect, and there are so many guns out there already. But I think it still comes back to me to one of the simplest, and we had a law that it just went out, you know, it sunsetted, banning the assault weapons and those large clips. That to me is a no-brainer. And the fact that the NRA has such a hold over the Congress and the
campaign
president.
Money.
Yeah,
it's campaign
that's,
money.
That's,
Citizens
that's
United
absolutely
allowed
it.
These guys to do when the Koch brothers sponsored that campaign. One of the Koch brothers died, by the way. The other side of this is the influence that money brings to the political process, and they have tons of dough. The LaPierre has control of that money, pays himself lots of money, and you know it's kind of I have belonged to the NRA, and I'm actually thinking about dropping out. I'm tired of this, frankly.
Yeah, you know,
I never liked LaPierre.
No, me neither. And I'm not a total anti-gun person to take away guns from everyone. And I recognize you can have them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there should be some reasonable limitations on them. And frankly, gun owners I know aren't, they're not the same kind of hard ass that you see out of LaPierre. So,
but you see,
that corrupting influence.
Who defines legally what reasonable is? It's kind of like some other terms. It's like, what are they, when you're trying to figure out what obscenity is, what's the definition? It's always got to be a local definition of obscenity. Well, it changes in every community. So this is the same kind of thing. How do you define this stuff?
Well, in obscenity, they actually have done away with the local, but it's still, how do you determine what that national standard is? And the same thing here. You know, you're right. The word reasonable has made me a very good living, and that from many other attorneys.
That's a good way of putting it, yes.
Well, you would always appreciate it. They talk about in the lawsuit there will be payment of reasonable attorney's fees. So is the word reasonable qualifying
reasonable.
Attorney or fees?
Yeah, right. I'm going to take the fifth on that. I want to stay with this for just a second, though. Not necessarily gun legislation, but legislation in general. I think one of the problems here is the law doesn't punish some of these people. The sentencing is too soft, and people are not paying much attention because life is cheap in some circles. And so, all right, so I spend 8 years in jail for killing this guy, so what? Somebody will take care of
me. One of my mottos is things aren't as bad as you think. They're far worse. So let's look at this as far worse. And far worse is the violent crimes in this country, despite the fact that we see so much about it, and understandably so, pale against the white-collar crimes and the effects on people. White-collar crime enforcement has gone way down. And then when they get convicted, a lot of the times there are these settlements where some of these settlements are even, we don't even admit that we did anything wrong, but we promise not to do it again.
Well, it's like kids who get accused of rape but come from good families, they get off. Same stuff. All right, thank you, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
15 days or your money back.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gas prices continue to ease.
Gasoline prices are falling a bit faster now. In these past 2 weeks, the price is down 8 cents. The price is $2.66 nationally for a regular grade. And it's been falling since July 12, so we've got 6 weeks of declines totaling 17 cents.
That's industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey. She says an abundant supply and low crude oil costs are contributing to the decrease. Highest price found, $3.57 a gallon in Honolulu, the lowest, $2.07 in Baton Rouge. Authorities say a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy who said he was shot in a station parking lot was actually lying. Assistant Sheriff Robin Lyman said at a news conference late Saturday that Wednesday's reported sniper assault was fabricated by the 21-year-old rookie, who said a round hit the top of his shoulder, damaging his uniform shirt, but failed to penetrate his flesh. A surveil of the area produced no evidence. North Korea says it has test-fired a new type of developed rocket launcher. We get the latest on the story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The North says leader Kim Jong-un supervised the trial of a super-large multiple rocket launcher, another demonstration of the North's strategy ahead of a possible resumption of nuclear talks with the U.S., the North's official Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, said that Saturday's weapons test was successful and cited Kim as saying the rocket launcher is indeed a great weapon. Kim has underscored the need to continue to step up the development of Korean-style tactical weapons for resolutely frustrating ever-mounting military threats. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
August 25, 1921, the U.S. signed a peace treaty with Germany. News and analysis at Town Hall.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Before the big matches begin at the U.S. Open in New York on Monday, it was Arthur Ashe Kids Day on Saturday.
While some of the kids got to hit on the courts, others were waiting outside the courts as players like Serena Williams and Sloane Stephens practiced. Many holding giant tennis balls filled with autographs.
There's Jack Sock. He has Rafa Nadal, Nick Kyrgios, Kevin Anderson, Naomi Osaka,
Coco. We have Ostapenko.
Lars Dorsen and Colin Geller, who are 12 and 13, don't have a favorite player, but they do have a prediction.
I'm thinking Djokovic can go really far in this one because he came off the Wimbledon win.
Yeah, I have to agree with Djokovic. I'm also a great Djokovic fan.
At Arthur Ashe Kids Day at the U.S. Open, I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, Mona Barthel pulled out of the Open because of an injured right foot that allows 2013 semifinalist Kirsten Flipkins to get into the field. More at townhall.com. Nebraska's highest court has rejected another attempt to derail the Keystone XL pipeline.
The Nebraska Supreme Court on Friday upheld the decision of regulators who voted in 2017 to greenlight the route through the state. The court's decision removes one of the last major hurdles for the project, which has been mired in lawsuits and regulatory hearings since it was proposed in 2008. This latest attempt to derail the project would have forced the developer to reapply for state approval and delay the $8 billion project once again. Bob Agnew reporting.
Seven adults injured when shots were fired at a children's birthday party just a few miles southeast of the nation's capital. Prince George County police say around 12 people were at a two-year-old's birthday party Saturday night when an individual fired shots into the gathering. The officers say three of the seven people shot, quote, have more serious injuries but are stable and expected to survive. All seven were between the ages of 18 and 20. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Carl Bott, and this year, Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course, the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course, mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio, Talk Radio Review. That's the Talk Radio Review that we call the Talk Radio Roundup.
Wabbit.
It's a rascally wabbit here to affect conversation about the big stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. Is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, along with another D.C.er, Rich McFadden, who's the ops guy at Radio America, our originating network in Washington. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is here. And John Harper, who's at WMEL. We have all East Coasters. The arrogance of this program is beyond belief. To have all these damn East Coasters, I'm one of them, too. Well, I am, unless I'm in L.A. Next week I'll be in L.A., so I can be a West Coaster. But where are the people from the sandwich generation? That is the people in the middle of the country. We talk a lot about what goes on there, but I do think that just as an aside before we get to the list, don't you think, especially the national discussion is somehow or other controlled by people on the coasts? And Jennifer Horn is here.
Yeah, this is Rick. And I would agree. You take a look at the ratings numbers, and that's why in the evening talk shows you have so many, you know, the liberals, the Colbert and the Kimmel and stuff like that, because they're appealing to those West and East Coasters. I will tell you, though, that I have never severed my deep roots to the Midwest, and I'm proud of that. Thank you, Doug.
Good for you.
Well, and we do have our in-house West Coaster here, so Jennifer's here.
Yeah. I'm representing West.
But the problem, yeah. Jensen has corn growing out of his ears. That's the holdover from the day.
I appreciate that. The Midwesterners are good, strong stock.
Well, Jennifer is a Midwestern. She's a transplant. Her family, though, farmers
heart,
and stuff in the Midwest. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I was born and raised in L.A., and so was my dad. But my dad's family is from the Midwest. My mom's family, though, is from the South, from North Carolina.
Yeah, really? Well, there you go.
That's where my mom was born.
That's nice to know, Jennifer. Thank you. You wanted to show everybody here want to do their family tree?
Let's do
Victoria?
It.
Yeah.
See, you're the one that said I was from the Midwest. I was correcting you because I'm not. But
you do
have
all of your the relatives are Wisconsin dairy farmers and stuff like
hey,
that.
Hey, we'll talk about.
Where'd Jensen go? He started something, and that was the end of that. All right. So, because Jennifer is here.
Something happened over here. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Jennifer's on a short leash, so I want to get to a couple of things that she has expertise in discussing. The story list this week. Number 10 is what's his face, Spicer? What's the first name? Sean, right?
Sean.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars. All right, Jennifer, take it away.
Just about that? All right.
Yeah,
well, Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars, and you would think that seems okay, big deal, but a lot of people think it is. There's been a lot of backlash online. A lot of people on Twitter.
Why?
A lot of people on Twitter
because
saying
the guy worked for Trump. Why?
Right, and because
backlash.
They think that he lied to the American people.
What does that have to do with whether he can dance
exactly,
or not?
They knew exactly the response they would get. And
of course, it's for ratings. And by the way,
Tom
this year's
Bergeron,
cast is really good.
I think Tom Bergeron played it so that they would get this attention that they're getting. I think it's they're playing us all. Don't buy into it. Don't watch the stupid show.
Don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I know Rich. Sean Spicer. He's a really nice guy. And even Karomo Brown, who he's from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He's like, I was most interested to meet Sean Spicer, see what's going on there. And even he came out and said, wow, this guy's really nice. I mean, he just really is. He may have taken a combative tone with the media, but that doesn't make him a bad person.
All right, so John Harper, I heard you were rejected from being on the Dancing with the Stars show. Is that true?
Well, they were talking about next year. They may,
I see. Okay.
But I'm still trying to get the sand out of my feet here in Florida. but it seems, Doug, like every year, Dancing with the Stars has had what I call a novelty act, something to start their season off to get attention. And I think they're doing it with Sean Spicer, and I see nothing wrong with it. And,
but you're token Republican.
All right,
they did
but you know
Tucker
what else?
Carlson.
Okay, having said that, Richie, now all of the starch about Sarah Huckabee Sanders going to Fox, again, it's the same old diatribe from the same old tired voices. Ah, she lied to us. What has that got to do with whether she's a Fox commentator? It's just anybody who can throw any dice, any darts, anything at people, it becomes tiresome.
So,
don't you get tired of it after a while?
She can give a perspective that most people can't, and that's what they're going to use her for.
Well, but she and Spicer have the same jobs, so they can both give that perspective in a manner of speaking. Not that he's going to do it on Dancing with the Stars, but
right, so
I'm just so tired of listening to these people with the same old rants about these people just because they're Republicans, they work for Trump. You know what? That doesn't mean that they're discredited or that they can't live a life or make a living.
All right, well, let's get to the good stuff with Jennifer then. Since we're here on Sean Spicer and since we're talking about good gossip, Jennifer,
yeah,
talk to me about the Overstock.com CEO stuff.
Oh,
my God. Do I have to listen to that again?
Yes,
I'm
gonna
do
because I'm dying to hear her take on
this. Oh, my God.
The Overstock.com CEO stepped down because he's part of the deep state. And
he didn't know it.
Clear his conscience because it true to his heart, he's just a flag waving hippie and he needs
this
to come.
This is just another one. This is the same kind of a story.
So great.
I'm going to go away, take a break. You can take a Richie,
right,
and I'll come back
go.
In a few minutes.
So this guy from Overstock decided he was going to step down because after he admitted he was in the deep state, a lot of shares for Overstock started to fall
down. What does that even mean, the deep state?
The deep state is what we refer to in politics
as,
like, exactly, people who are working against the will of the people, who are working against their political opposition using a government, with a government badge in their hand, essentially.
Right.
And so this guy stepped down, and then he started going on cable news. He was on CNN, he was on Fox, he was on Fox Business, and he even cried, I think, on CNN with Chris Cuomo. And he says that he used to work for the FBI. He'd worked with them two different times. And then a third time, he was approached by Peter Strzok, who is the FBI agent who had the relationship with Lisa Page and whose text messages were revealed to say he had a backup plan to get Trump out of office. Peter Strzok wanted him to have a romantic relationship with Butina, the Russian spy who we heard so much about that had that meeting with Donald Trump Jr. in Trump Tower. And so he carried on this romantic relationship.
Now.
Yeah, it carried on this romantic relationship with this woman, and he said that he was reporting back to the FBI, and then he realized when he started hearing all of this and just how deep it went, and he started hearing Peter Strzok's name, that he just had to come clean because he didn't want to get caught up in all of this. I think he sounds crazy, but I also think all of this sounds crazy, and it's turned out to be true. And it's very hard for us to wrap our heads around the fact that the government could be working against all of us, but clearly, we're going to see in the next few months, that's exactly what happened. John Brennan, James Clapper, this guy was saying that he couldn't name these people. He was calling them X, Y, and Z. But there are clearly three people within the government who we're going to be hearing a lot about that have connections with this
guy.
Yeah,
but let's go back to it. It's the quote-unquote deep state. I don't think, and he goes out of his way to say this is not the FBI. This is a certain few individuals that just happen to work for the FBI or the CIA that are running this whole thing. This is not the FBI.
And that's
very Jensen,
consistent with the reporting on this.
Jensen,
well,
did you straighten this out for your listeners this week?
Oh, hell no. No, how could you straighten this out? This is such a winding mess. But didn't he say that Jim Comey was directly involved in this somehow?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
I believe he did. So you got Peter Strzok. Strzok. You got Comey. And are we really surprised that they're using people like
this
to... Yeah, and the DOJ, nobody's talking about this. Everybody's like, yeah, no comment, within the government agencies. Except that the DOJ apparently has talked to him and did say that he has knowledge of operations that most people wouldn't have.
All right, so
he's
Victoria,
interviewed with the Attorney General.
Victoria, you get a lot of poop from Washington. What do you think of all this?
I just think it's fascinating, and I think anybody who's stupid enough to have an affair with a Russian agent is an idiot.
Yeah, I want to know how you get that job. How do I get that job? How do I get the government to pay me?
Richie, you have the right sex.
With a hot Russian girl.
With a hot Russian chick, yeah.
All right, so that takes care of that. Thank you, Jennifer, for helping us understand that.
Well,
John, I'm not
the only other interesting point of this is that he claims that the investigation was not just about Trump. It was about Rubio.
About Marco
Hillary.
Rubio.
Yeah. It was like a whole handful. And so that this quote-unquote shadow government group was trying to get information on any candidate that they thought might end up in the hot seat.
Mm. All right. So now you've had your fill of gossip and baloney. We'll get back to the real stuff. The stories that make it, according to Talkers Magazine, that's the fodder here. Get the list of the stories and the people at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen with a point for you all to remember when it comes to looking your best. It isn't just the clothes make the man. Your teeth make the man and the lady. You got white teeth? Swell. You got ugly yellow teeth? Not so swell. Want to fix the problem? Of course you do. Well, if you got any common sense, you know that looking your best can lead to nothing but good for you. And I don't mean, again, back to the clothing. It's the teeth. When you look at somebody the first time, the first thing you look at is their smile, right? And if you got stains all over your teeth, who wants to look at that? Ugh. Don't cover them up. Fix it by getting rid of the stains through the fabulous work of the folks, Dr. Martin Ginniger and his staff, that created this all-natural concoction now known as Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in just 5 minutes to lighten up and brighten your teeth. Average of 2 shades every time you use it. It certainly is a lot cheaper than going to the dentist, I'll tell you that. you pay $600-$700 maybe more to whiten your teeth professionally when the dentist is going to use the same stuff that you can buy from Dr. Ginniger's company at Power Swabs for a whole heck of a lot less. And you get it at half price, as a matter of fact. So do the right thing the natural way. Whiten up your teeth, and you can still enjoy coffee and tea and wine because you know you can go back to using Power Swabs at any moment. 800-208-1797 buys you in at Power Swabs. The offer not available online, only by calling 800-208-1797. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Use the DJV code, and you get it at half the retail price. Power Swabs, the natural way to whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants, doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Disappointing on the people list that we don't have to deal this week, at least in the top 10, with Todd Crisley and his wife. Wow, what a shame. That was such a fabulous story. Human interest like you wouldn't believe. All right, the people list and the story from the Cape from John Harper up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup. It's the Talk Radio Review. Hot hits this past week. The stories and the people list is created every week by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all that good stuff. John Harper from WMEL in Florida is with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen at WDEL, a cast of thousands here, Rich McFadden at the in the main studio, actually, at Radio America, and I'm the Dougster, Doug Steffen, on the air from now until the end of time, it would seem. I started, we had the radio day this week. Come on, all of you guys, all of us who are radio pros who've been in the business for a long time, did you celebrate National Radio Day? I was on Facebook with some of my radio friends in Boston. It was a lot of fun. Actually.
You know why I didn't?
Why?
Because everybody else seems to post like 30 radio stations that they've worked at.
Yeah.
I've worked at 2 or 3.
Yeah, I know. Richie?
That is a badge of honor, man.
It is.
Not in the radio business, it's not.
No, it means you haven't been fired 29 times.
No, getting fired is a badge of honor. You've had to have hooked that trailer up to the back
of
your car.
All of us, I think, have. Well, John, you ever been fired from a station?
Yes, I have. Yeah, that's part of the story, too.
Victoria has been fired, I know, a number of times. Jensen, what about you?
I love the way he doesn't give me the opportunity to say I've been fired.
Well,
I have been fired.
Yes, I know, yeah.
I've also resigned.
Yeah.
Right, well, I think this is hilarious. It's hilarious. Like, no, I've been fired more than you. I'm better. No, I've been fired more than you. I'm better.
And so your story is. Yeah. What about you, Jensen? How many times have you been fired?
Six or eight times. So I win.
There you go. Right. No, you don't. Well,
I've
actually won because I've been on. And I don't know how many off. I know at the moment the list is about 416 stations that I'm on. But over the course of my career, whether I did local radio or
dumped off of,
oh my god,
in this show,
hundreds.
He got knocked off of one station in Mississippi for getting a massage on the air in Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty funny. Doug, you don't make.
I also got knocked off a station in North Carolina when I talked about Jesus having a prostitute. I remember that.
Good Lord!
All right,
well,
what did you start to say?
I can understand that.
Okay, okay. What about it, Rick? You started to say something.
Oh, I should say you don't measure your resume in pages; it's in gigabytes.
Well, because of the number of years I've been doing a syndicated morning program, and all the stuff I do is pretty much syndicated. Although I've had nice jobs at nice radio stations and good markets, the fact that I'm known to be on the air nationally. At one point, I think we did the research, Richie, and I think I talked about it. I wasn't here. Bob came up with 1,486 stations over the course of my career.
Nice.
So,
amazing.
Well done,
anyway.
Well done. Happy Radio Day to you, Doug.
Happy Radio Day, right.
Love Radio Day. I should have posted this new, amazing picture of my cat being interviewed by me with my new Zoom mini recorder.
Really?
The one that I took to Ireland with me, Doug.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Yeah, you should have posted that. Absolutely.
Yes,
by the way, just to recycle that silly story about the guy who, who's the deep state cover guy. Jensen had a great comeback, but he didn't get his connection was. Go ahead. Tell us what you thought of when you heard that story.
I saw this guy,
of Overstock.com, who was coming out to the government and saying he was a deep state operative.
Right.
Patrick Byrne. I saw this guy, and I was immediately reminded of the guy who used to host the Gong Show, Chuck Barris, who said, yeah, I was an assassin for the CIA. I thought, whoa, it's the same kind of guy. Victoria asked, why do we believe this guy? And I'm asking the same question.
Well, Barris was a lunatic. Maybe this guy is, too. But Barris also clever.
Barris was also a genius.
That's what I said. He's a lunatic, but he's so clever. He created some great television programs. Just passed away this past year. But he was, man, even to look at him, you thought he was a lunatic.
He was a musician. He wrote so many game show songs and songs.
Yep.
These guys
he did.
Brilliant.
Yep, he did. All right, I promised John is going to tell us a story about the real Rocket City. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review at 28 past the hour. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Tori Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and John Harper here from the Space Coast with a story behind Rocket City. Rocket City, there was, this is one of those stories that's sort of just below the surface of the top 10, and yet for me, and I think a lot of other people who are fascinated by space exploration, astro sort of thing, the final, go ahead, Victoria.
Frontier.
Thank you.
These are the voyages. I do watch it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great show. So NASA has chosen the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, to lead the development. This is nothing new, John. They've developed a lot of rockets that have been used in the space program, have they not?
Yeah, they have over the years, Doug, and you're right. It's really nothing new, other than the fact that it's a new rocket that they will be working on. But nonetheless, here at the Kennedy Space Center on the Space Coast of Florida, the Vehicle Assembly Building, or the VAB, is the tallest building here in the state of Florida, and it's 525 feet, I believe, tall, home to some of the most storied programs that NASA's had over the decades, going way back to the early days of the space shuttle, the Apollo era. Of course, we all remember that. We just went through the anniversary of Apollo 11. Well, now Northrop Grumman is going to be the first commercial company to build at the Kennedy Space Center Vehicle Assembly Building, and that really was big news here on the Space Coast and in the space industry. They're going to be building, Doug, the new Omega A. That's the rocket that Northrop Grumman will be building in the VAB, and they're modifying also the Mobile Launcher Platform. Those are the platforms that carry the rockets from the Vehicle Assembly Building out to the launch pad, and they're modifying that as well. So this is big news here on the Space Coast, the fact that Northrop Grumman, for the first time, the first company to be able to use the Vehicle Assembly Building, and this is expected to be done by next year, 2020, and rockets will be launched with that new Omega A starting the early part of 2021. So big news indeed here on the Space Coast.
Well, one of the things that I always like having you on board for are things like this. You know that I'm a big fan of the space program. The administrator, Jim Bridenstine, or Stein, I've forgotten which way to pronounce his name, the announcement this week about Marshall and what they're going to do to build or design the rocket. There was an ambiguity in the statement, and people were asking, what you're going to use $20 billion to build another platform we're going to be launching? Because there was no clarification. This guy did a lousy job in making the presentation, and I didn't know what the story was till I called you and Honeycutt to find out what's the deal here. They're going to, why would they build another rocket launch pad when they've got Florida? You know, the government's been known to do dumber things than that. So I just wanted to clarify, and that's
that's true. They have done dumber things, but you're absolutely right. A lot of people got freaked when they first heard that story thinking the same thing, Doug, as what you just mentioned. But no, everything will be done back here at the Kennedy Space Center. It's just that the construction of the new rocket will take place there in Alabama, and the rest of it will be done here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Yep. Okay. So that's that update on that. Let's go back to the story list here. Number 8 on the list, the countdown list, or at least the list from Talkers Magazine that used in the countdown and on our review, is a focus on Israel and Jewish loyalty and all of this nonsense created by headline grabbers, Miss Omar, and is it Talabi? I never pronounced her name right yet. I don't
Tlaib.
Think.
Tlaib.
Yeah. Tlaib. Okay. So what's the takeaway, Victoria, from this?
Well, the takeaway is a little bit complicated, I think. Nobody wins. Nobody wins here. A certain grandmother, Palestinian grandmother, loses out because she doesn't get to see her granddaughter. And nobody wins at all. President Trump continues to demonize the squad fairly effectively, I think. He's trying to portray the entire Democratic Party as part of the squad, which is clearly not true. But he's an effective communicator, so we'll see whether that works. At the moment, I don't think it is working, but he will continue it. But I think that the bigger story here really is his Jewish loyalty remarks, which have been very offensive to many American Jews because it is perpetuating an historical trope that Jews have a dual loyalty. And I think President Trump is quite angry that the vast majority of American Jews do not vote Republican, although some do. I think he's hoping to make this a part of his election campaign. I'm not sure that this one is going to be a very effective part of his election campaign. And I suspect that he will drop it, and it's going to be a sort of storm in a teacup thing, because being angry at somebody doesn't get them to vote for you. So this may be for his vote, for his base.
Help me understand something. You know, if conservatives are all the pro-Israel group, and Jewish Americans
generally vote Democrat.
I don't get that. Why would
it's,
well,
it's
if
not
I may,
Israel,
yes,
it's
somebody
pro
please.
The government of Israel.
Yeah, ahead, having Greg. Having traveled to Israel, I have friends who live in Israel, and Israel itself is it's outside of Jerusalem. It's not a very religious state, and you know. As a matter of fact, this is the
ethnic,
thing that gets
it's an
great.
Ethnic state. It's an ethnic
it is.
Reality.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And
yeah.
In fact, Tel Aviv and Haifa are very, very progressive cities. As a matter of fact, what's really missing from this whole thing is the fact that the organization, MIFTA, that actually organized this group has made some very, very horrible anti-Semitic statements, you know, things like the old... what they say about the Jews actually use Christian blood in services and things like that. Pretty nasty things that that they have said. And this is the group that actually sponsored and organized this trip for Tlaib and Omar to go there. And I wonder, you know, how can these Democrats who are liberals support this sort of thing when you actually have gay Palestinians who've gone to Israel and lived in Tel Aviv and Haifa because they're very, very gay friendly, and Palestinian territory is not gay friendly.
Death
there's so
to
much
gays.
More...
It's death.
I'm wondering how can they actually support this sort of thing when they're supposed to be liberals and supporting the LGBTQ movement and everything.
Well, those are good questions. Not sure there's any real answer. I thought your point though about the two. Who are members of the squad that are over there? They're grandstanding headline grabbers. I think they're two of the phoniest politicians that exist.
I think the Democratic Party is kowtowing to the squad. If you look at the,
I think some of the moderates are getting nervous. Don't you read into that?
I think some of the moderates feel that members of the squad are in it for what they can get.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's exactly what they're in. And that's exactly what they are in it for. They're in it for themselves. And I think that there maybe people
the
are
moderates
saying,
better
know,
take control back, because right now it makes it look like the whole party is swinging wildly left. And
yeah,
they don't get
except that Joe Biden still shows up on top of the preferential polls of who Democrats would like to see as a presidential candidate. So,
but there's an interesting piece with that I'm seeing in the polls, which is that the enthusiasm is not there for Joe.
No. Well, he's
except in Delaware. Delaware loves Joe.
Of course they do. All right, that's number four, the 2020 presidential race. We come back, the purchase of Greenland. Who thinks that's a good idea? Raise your hand.
No, I love the latest. If you haven't heard the latest on this, it's
right,
a doozy.
On. Yeah, it is. And I also want to spend a minute talking about sports talk radio. We haven't had much focus on sports talk radio lately, the gambling issue and where that's all going. First, a reminder about how to get a good night's rest. Very important for all of us, no matter what our pursuit in life, what we do for a living. When we wake up in the morning to go to our pursuit, to our job, to our work, we really better feel our best, or you will not be productive and you won't enjoy your life. You won't enjoy your work. Nothing worse than waking up feeling worse than you did when you went to bed, as far as being tired is concerned. In comes Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, to fix all that kind of dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And you know what I mean. He's riding to your rescue with MyPillow pillows and all the other things that go with, like, for example, the MyPillow, all these products. One of them that I like, frankly, is the body pillow. And I paid $89 for mine. I'm not too happy about that, because right now I could buy the same thing for $29. Radio promo DJV gets you the $89 body pillow for $29. Pillow. It's a pillow. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So do yourself a favor. Buy all that you need right now. Discounts from 50 to 65%, including the body pillow. Enter promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. People list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, these are the top 10, the people, the focus on 10 or more, actually. They're at number 10, Sean Spicer, who's on the surface because of his appearance this season on Dancing with the Stars. Rudy Giuliani, who's always out there yapping, number 9. A couple of members of the squad at number 8. Wayne LaPierre at number 7. Manny Fredrickson at number 6. Anthony Scaramucci at 5. The various candidates running for the Democratic nomination at number 4 and number 3. And the premier of China, because if you didn't know, China hit back at the U.S. this week with tariffs on $75 billion worth of imports, mostly foodstuffs that they were getting from the United States. Number 1 on the people list, you guessed it, you know, Donald Trump. The Donald is number 1 on our list according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You'll find that list at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Research has linked higher consumption of fried foods to type 2 diabetes and heart problems. But studies also show eating fried foods every day could shorten your life. Dr. Stephen Kopetsky, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist, says our bodies simply did not evolve to know how to process fried foods. He compares it to using a fuel in your car that it wasn't designed to run on.
You have a diesel engine, don't put gasoline in your diesel tank because it's going to ruin the engine, you know. And the same thing with this.
Research shows eating fried chicken or fried fish on a daily basis increased the risk of death in women over 50 by as much as 13%. Dr. Kopetsky says the effects could be similar across all populations. He says the problem isn't necessarily the chicken or the fish, it's the oils used when frying them. He says foods cooked in healthier oils, like olive oil, will still taste good, but won't damage your body. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
On the story side of the Talk Radio Countdown, the list at talkers.com shows the following names, and actually the issues that are attached to them. Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, number 10. Google and Facebook being accused of political bias, number 9. Israel and the ladies over there from the squad, plus Trump's Jewish loyalty remarks, number 8. Race relations, i.e. immigration stuff, number 7. Gun legislation and the NRA, number 6. The president talks about buying Greenland. The presidential race, number 4. Wondering about whether we're going to create a recession here, number 3. Protesting in Hong Kong. Lots of folks are worked up about that, including the people that live there. And basically, number 1, the relationship between China and the U.S., especially when it comes to the trade war. That's it. That's the overview of the top stories, according to the list, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Let's buy Greenland. That's what members of what was the old expression, 89 or 49, 30 or fight? When we're buying the Louisiana Purchase, that was the...
No. It's right. Changed. It's not let's buy Greenland anymore. It's let's trade Greenland for Puerto Rico.
Oh! Great idea.
Maybe we should trade Puerto Rico for Greenland.
Give the Danish Puerto Rico.
And that's the funniest thing about it is Puerto Ricans are like, okay.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad to be with Denmark.
Yeah. So they're making these podcasters in Puerto Rico are making these Danish preparation kits. It has books of how to speak in the languages and some of the traditions. So they're all learning how to be Danish now.
And they're bringing Cinnabon to Puerto Rico so they can specialize in Danish pastries.
Really?
That'll be big.
Cinnabon. You know, it was one of the reasons that I decided to go for my citizenship.
That's a great reason.
Good to know. All right, sports talk radio and gambling. There is so much of this going on all over the country. You got a talk station down in Palm Beach County doing any gambling spots that a lot of people want to promote gambling. I think you'll hear the commercials all over the place because it's going to be big business. What do you guys think?
Yeah, at the moment, Doug, down here in Florida, there's nothing like that going on, but I understand it's going to be happening starting today, if I'm not mistaken, in Philadelphia, right?
Yes. Yep, it is. WDAS in Philadelphia. They're going to start today with a daily ticket. It's a sports betting program. That's all they do is talk about betting and where to put your money.
Wow.
And right? Let's do one of those shows, Richie. What do you say?
Somebody's going to make a lot of money. I know that.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. Thanks to all, as usual. Victoria, you're a very important contributor. John Harper, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, thank you for being here. Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Maaco, 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five items from this past week in terms of technology and news, the world of technology. So here's Victoria Keelan to update us on the top five, starting with a big bet that's been made by one of the big box stores.
Mm-hmm. IKEA has, they are betting big on smart home products. And they've been kind of dipping their toe in the water with little things like some light bulbs that are smart light bulbs and things like that that are connected to apps. But now they're going all in. And so they are heavily investing in the new IKEA Home Smart business unit with, essentially they have a whole new portfolio of smart devices that are going to be released next year. They have 780 million shoppers per year at IKEA stores. That is unbelievable. So they have almost a billion people that they can sell these smart home products.
Worldwide store, are they not?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worldwide, yep. Yeah. And so this is also a wake-up call to smart home companies like Google and Amazon. IKEA has much better style and usually much better prices. So this is not great news for Google and Amazon. They both have their own smart home division. And IKEA says this is the biggest new business we're establishing since the introduction of Children's IKEA. Well, Children's IKEA was such a huge step forward for IKEA. Every classroom, you know, if you go to any daycare center, IKEA furniture outfits all of it. Plus kids at home too, so it's a huge business. They expect 830 million smart home devices by the end of this year will be in homes, and then that doubles to 1.6 billion by 2023. So that's a smart bet, I think, that IKEA is making for sure.
Smart bet. Number four, Netflix has a bet on a new TV app, yeah?
Well, Netflix is really trying to keep people on their platform, and so now they have a new update to the TV app that gives you, it's called the latest section, and it'll be a list of movies and TV shows and new seasons of TV shows that you may have seen before or maybe new ones that you might be interested in, and so it's giving you all the updates of when those will be released. It's actually a good idea because I also find that the more stuff that gets added on Netflix, it's harder to keep track of when new seasons of things come out. So this is going to be kind of like a little preview section, and most of the time people look at the new release section or trending, and now this will be an all-encompassing section called latest. So I think it's a good move.
Good move. All right, number three, working our way to number one. It puts a number of these outfits together, eBay, Instagram, and Shopify, which have been doing business in the name of Jeffrey Epstein. What's going on there?
Well, the Jeffrey Epstein thing is just, this is the most distasteful thing, but it is real and it's happening. So t-shirts and other merchandise inspired by the convicted sex criminal, now dead, Jeffrey Epstein, So all of the sales of these of this merchandise is now challenging some of these online platforms' moderation policies. And some eBay listings have they have T-shirts depicting a painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress and red heels. That painting actually was hanging in Jeffrey Epstein's New York City apartment, and so now those T-shirts have started to sell. There's conspiracy theories, the Clinton body count hashtag, all kinds of stuff like that. And so eBay took them down. Shopify has also dropped anything related to Epstein. And Amazon still has some stuff up there, but they're saying technically, because it's a third-party seller, it doesn't really violate their terms of service. So we'll see where that goes. But talk about distasteful. It's just really gross.
Ugly. Number two, here's a way for you to save big. Those of you going to school need textbooks.
Yep, people spend on average $400, well, college students and graduate students, $400 per semester on textbooks. And so there are some websites now that are coming forward with some really great deals. Pearson.com has 1,500 of their textbooks that are now offered electronically, which saves you a lot of money rather than buying a hardcover book. And if you prefer the physical textbook, you can actually rent them for about $60. They have partnered with 700 colleges. So if you have a student that's away, make sure they check out the Pearson agreement and see if their student – their college is participating. It's a great deal. Chegg Books, that's Chegg with two G's, they have up to 90% off campus bookstore prices on theirs, and you can rent textbooks. Amazon lets you rent textbooks as well. And then Thrift Books is another great website where you can get really big discounts on textbooks.
Really big discounts. Number one this week of the top five tech stories, Victoria.
Walmart is suing Tesla over their busted solar panels. Now, Tesla bought this company called SolarCity back in 2016, but Walmart says that the solar panels sparked fires at least 7 different Walmart locations, and they have 240 of different stores that have these panels. Not great news for Tesla. They just tried this week to relaunch their solar panel business, so kind of a big dent in their business right now.
All right, good job. There they are, the top five technology stories of this past week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
.org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. World leaders at the Group of Seven summit in France this weekend have been pushing President Trump to ease global frictions over trade.
Our country is doing really well. We have horrible trade deals, and I'm straightening them out. The biggest one by far is China.
And at a breakfast meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Sunday, President Trump said he wasn't hearing any complaints from his G7 counterparts about his tough stance on China.
I think they respect the trade war. It has to happen.
But the British Prime Minister did speak up at that meeting.
Just to register the faint, sheep-like note of our view on the trade war, we're in favor of trade peace on the whole.
The White House says the only second thoughts the president's had on hiking tariffs on China is whether to raise them higher. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hong Kong police officers pulled their guns and reportedly shot a warning shot after they were attacked by protesters with sticks and rods. Protesters called the police gangsters as they chased them on Sunday night following a standoff with police earlier in the evening. American Airlines will pay $22.1 million to settle allegations that falsified times when it handed off mail, including items sent to U.S. soldiers stationed abroad.
The Justice Department says American picked up mail for the U.S. Postal Service at six locations in the U.S. and Defense Department and State Department locations overseas. American transferred the mail to foreign postal agencies or other recipients, then submitted electronic scans of bins to show deliveries were made correctly and on time. American says the allegations are several years old, adding it has invested in new equipment and procedures to handle the mail.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In 2016, American disclosed it was under investigation regarding international mail contracts from 2009 and 2011. Last year, British Airways and Spain's Iberia paid nearly $6 million. More at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Harvey Weinstein due back in court in New York City Monday involving testimony from a Sopranos actress. Correspondent Julie Walker has the report.
Harvey Weinstein is due to be arraigned on a new indictment that prosecutors say will allow them to bolster their case against him with testimony from Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, who says the movie mogul raped her in the 1990s. In addition, a ruling is expected in the change of venue request from Weinstein's legal team, who say he can't get a fair trial in the city. The 67-year-old is charged with raping one woman and performing a forcible sex act on another. Weinstein has denied all accusations of non-consensual sex. It remains to be seen if the new legal wrangling will delay the start of his trial scheduled for September. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A four-time major champion picks up golf's biggest financial prize.
Rory McIlroy has posted a four-shot victory to secure the PGA Championship and the year-long FedEx Cup. The 30-year-old Irishman claiming the biggest payday in the history of golf, winning a massive $15 million.
What I kept telling myself today, focus on the process, not the prize. You know, whether you're playing for $5 or $15 million or whatever it is, that's... focus. What can you do right now that's going to help you get towards your goal?
McIlroy came from a shot behind at the start of the day to fire a final round 66 for a tournament total of 18 under. In the end, four clear of Xander Schauffele, who won $5 million. Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas tied for third.
Graham Agar's reporting. Mona Barthel pulled out of the U.S. Open because of an injured right foot. Opening matches in New York begin on Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Bell, and the comedy begins this time with Alan Young. And later we have Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. Back in the 1960s, Hal Perry would show up on television with guest appearances on multiple sitcoms, including Petticoat Junction, My Mother the Car, The Addams Family, and My Three Sons. Well, Alan Young was also a busy television performer, heading up his own popular sitcom, Mr. Ed. While the title character was voiced by Western film actor Rocky Lane and played by a Palomino horse named Bamboo Harvester, Young as architect Wilbur Post drove the action. Radio and television comedian George Burns financed the Mr. Ed pilot, known as Wilbur Pope and Mr. Ed. It starred Scott McKay, but was not picked up. After Wilbur was recast using Alan Young and his last name changed to Post, it was added to CBS television beginning in 1961. Well, 14 years earlier, Alan Young was heading up his own radio comedy variety show, and here it is. This episode is from February 7th, 1947.
Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night. And once again, we take it to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Well, Alan has company at his house, and very attractive company, too.
Now, Dolores, here we are.
Yes, honey, here we are.
Yeah. Want to play some gin rummy?
Alan, I'd like to play a different kind of game.
Parcheesi? Bridge? Fan-tan?
No, Alan, I was thinking of something else. A game that makes your head spin. A game that makes your blood pound. That takes all the breath out of you.
Basketball?
Oh, Alan, here we are, just the two of us alone. Why don't you put your lips close to my ear?
Okay, I will, Dolores. I've got my lips close to your ear.
And now whisper those three little words every woman loves to hear.
Does everything.
Oh, Alan.
Gee, Dolores, that kind of talk always embarrasses me. Why don't we do something else? Why don't we look through my family album here?
Must we?
Oh, Dolores, I got some swell pictures in this album. Look at this one. I was only 3 months old. Look at me lying on that fuzzy bearskin rug.
Uh-huh. What a big smile on your face. Did they have much trouble getting you to smile like that?
No. Fuzzy bearskin rug. And look at this picture of me on a pony.
Can't we forget about your album, Alan?
What a wonderful pony he was. The smartest pony in the whole world. Used to count to three with his hoof. Used to beg for sugar.
Alan, here I am sitting next to you. Doesn't that mean anything? Don't you want to take me in your arms and hug me close to you? And kiss me and kiss me and kiss me?
Used to swat flies with his tail, too. Look at this picture, Dolores. Taken when I was just...
I'm interested in what you are today.
Oh.
You were a cute youngster, but look at you now. You're a gorgeous hunk of man.
Oh, I am so.
Alan, can I have a picture of you to put on my dresser?
Well, Dolores, I'd like to give you one, but I don't have any pictures of me taken lately. Well, I can take one, though, if you'd like.
Oh, thanks, honey. Well, I've got to run along now. Please don't forget about the picture.
I won't, Dolores. Bye. She wants a picture of me. I wonder where the camera is. Maybe it's in Jonathan's room. No, I'll ask him. He's probably rehearsing in there. I'll just go right in. Hello, Jonathan.
Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. I must have freedom in my love. Do you know who said that, Milan?
Lippy DeRocher?
No, Milan.
No, well, Jonathan, I hate to interrupt your rehearsal, but I'm looking for my camera.
Your camera? I know precisely where it is, Milan. I used it just the other day.
Oh, good.
Jonathan Mildew decided to send in a snapshot to the movie studios. So I took a picture of me classic profile.
Profile?
The curve of my chin, the majestic sweep of my forehead, the delicate lips, the sensitive lines above my prominent cheekbones.
Did you get any answer, Jonathan?
They told me that Roy Rogers was perfectly satisfied with Trigger.
could they say that about the great Jonathan Mildew?
It must have been some mistake.
Mistake! And I, the possessor of the most glorious profile ever bestowed upon mortal man. Take these eyelashes, for instance. Just gaze upon these eyelashes. Have you ever seen longer, blackier, or curlier?
Not since last week when I burnt the spaghetti. Jonathan, Dolores darling wants a picture of me. That's why I need the camera.
Well, here it is, Milad, right on my dresser.
Oh, swell. I'll run down to the camera shop in the corner and buy some film.
Milad, don't you want Jonathan Mildew to take your picture for you?
Well, thanks a lot, Jonathan. Meet me at the corner of Moore Park and Laurel in 15 minutes. Oh, here it is, the Van Nuys camera shop. Pardon, miss. I'd like to buy some film.
Well, you came to the right place, handsome. After all, this is a camera shop.
Well, if anything, it's got plenty of exposure.
Yeah, but I ain't allowed to wait on customers in a strapless evening gown.
Exposure, I see. Yes, I didn't make myself clear. I just want to get some film for my camera.
Well... Let's go into the dark room.
Dark room? I haven't even taken the picture yet. Why should we go in the dark room?
Nobody ever wants to go in the dark room with me.
Now, look, miss.
Who can I get to go into the dark room with me?
Try the old lamplighter. I don't know. I just want to film so I can take a snapshot of myself.
Why don't any fellas ever take a picture of me? Yeah. Nobody ever wants me on a snapshot.
All right.
Why don't I ever get on a snapshot?
Maybe your snap is all shot. Please, can I have the film for my camera?
Okay, handsome.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye. Got the films? Wonder where Jonathan's waiting on the corner.
Greetings, Milad.
Oh, there you are, Jonathan. Hope you didn't mind waiting. It's kind of a windy day today.
No, yes, Milad. There's quite a breeze a-blowing. But what good is a windy day in California? All the girls are wearing slacks. Me roving eye did better in Chicago. Oh,
forget about that. We've got some pictures to take.
Okay, Milan. I'll take your picture in front of this department store. There's a nice display in the window.
Don't be silly. Look at that sign that would come out over my head. You too can own a copper pot.
Well, where would you suggest?
I got it. A picture of me in front of the Van Nuys National Bank. That would make me look important.
Well, Milad, just step in front of the bank and I shall click the shutter.
Okay, right here.
Then I'd better move a bit closer, Milad. I can't find your image in the lens. You're still too far away, my boy. Just a little closer now. Milad, what a picture. I captured Mount Whitney in the distance. Mount Whitney, I can see the tremendous peak, the majestic slope.
I've got the camera pressed against my nose.
A bit too close, huh? Too close. I'll move back a bit like this, and then I shall snap your portrait. There, a likeness of which you may be proud.
Picture me in front of the bank. Dolores will really be impressed. Let me have the camera a minute, Jonathan. I'd like to take an action shot. See how good this film is.
Well, here come three men out of the bank now, my lad. Well, they're walking pretty fast. See if you can snap them.
That's a cinch. Gee, they seem to be in a hurry. Just watch me click the shutter. There, huh?
Milad, it's a holdup, a bank robbery.
Bank robbery?
Yes, those three men running out, they're crooks. Milad, you've got a picture of the bank robbers.
Picture of the crooks? I got a picture of the crooks.
Milad. The Van Nuys Gazette would give anything to print this picture in their paper. You'll be famous, Milad, famous.
Wait till Dolores sees this. Jonathan, I'm going right over to the Van Nuys Gazette.
Hey, fellas, what's all the excitement?
Oh, Mr. Wallington, this brave lad has taken a picture of the thieves who dared to rob the bank.
Oh, with nothing.
Nothing! Milad, your intelligence, your quick thinking, your bravery saved the day.
Please, Jonathan, it was nothing.
Such courage, such cleverness, such a...
Jonathan, you're embarrassing him.
You keep out of this, Jimmy.
Alan, did you really take a picture of the fellow who robbed this bank?
Yeah, and no, I gotta get it right over to the Van Nuys Gazette.
Oh, gee, did they scare you, Alan?
Mr. Wallington, he came smiling through.
Smiling? I should have thought of that. Anybody with a bright, sparkling smile like Alan's would be proud to smile.
Well, of course, I...
You use Ipana?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, of course it's Ipana. For anyone who uses Ipana can be proud of the things Ipana can do for the brightness of his teeth. for the sparkle of his smile. Really, friends, if you haven't tried Ipana, do it now. And see how Ipana can help your teeth and your smile to a brightness and loveliness you never thought possible. See just what it is that makes Ipana so popular with dentists everywhere.
Dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a recent national survey.
You see, Ipana is especially designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And firm, healthy gums are so important to sounder, brighter teeth, to that more sparkling smile. Your dentist will no doubt tell you that, too. Ask your dentist.
For that same national survey showed that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage.
So take the tip. Try Ipana and massage for your smile of beauty.
Gee, the Van Nuys Gazette's really a busy place. Gonna take this picture to the editor-in-chief. There's his office. B.B. Busby.
Come in.
Pardon me, Mr. Busby.
Speak up, young man. I haven't gone all day. I'm a busy man, you know. Always on the go. Can't depend on anybody. Got to do everything myself. Busy Busby, they call me. If I'm not on the courthouse covering the latest jury trial, I'm over the stadium covering the latest sports event. Well, what do you want?
Yeah, Mr. Busby, I got here as soon as I could.
Just a minute. Got to use the phone. Hello, copy this. You've got to shorten these personal ads. Got to shorten them. You can't waste all that space. Now look at this ad. I am a widow with triplets. I am willing to sacrifice anything for them. I would even marry a man who has quadruplets and raise my triplets and his quadruplets. 32 words for a story like that. Now shorten it, man. Shorten it. I'll show you how. Widow with 3 children would like to meet man with 4 children. Object, 7 up.
Mr. Busby, I hate to bother
you, but... perfectly all right. Where are your quadruplets?
Because I haven't got any quadruplets.
Oh, yes. You're the woman with the triplets.
No. I haven't got quadruplets. I haven't got triplets. All I got is a little story.
What hospital did you have it in?
This happened in front of a bank.
Oh, in front of a bank. What a scoop. Oh, I can see the headlines now. Baby born in front of bank. 7-pound deposit gathers wide interest.
Please, listen to me. There was a bank robbery, and I took a picture of the 3 crooks.
Just a minute. Got to make a call. Hello? I don't like the way you're doing your job, see? Most inefficient man in the place. Absolutely incompetent. You're fired! Oh, well, in that case, you can keep your job. Forget what I said.
What made you change your mind?
I had myself on the other phone.
Oh. Well, look, I took a picture of the 3 crooks robbing a bank, and I thought...
Just a minute now. How'd I get myself on the other phone? Probably had the wrong number.
Yeah. Mr. Busby, I'm Alan Young.
Oh, yes. Fellow born in front of a bank, yeah.
I wasn't born in front of a bank. I took a picture in front of the bank. Oh. It's a lucky thing I snapped the camera. I guess it was just a matter of habit.
Habit? Oh, habit. You're my favorite comedian. Habit and Costello. More.
Right here in my picture, I have a crooked pocket of 3 quadruplets robbing a triplet. I'll have a negative of the picture I took.
Oh, yeah. Picture of the crooks. Pictures. I'll have it developed at once. It'll be in the next edition.
Oh, that's swell. Thanks. Whew. He's so busy, he doesn't know what he's doing. Little Dolores Darling sees my picture in the afternoon papers. I'll go over to her house right now and tell her what's happened.
We'll be back with more of the Alan Young Show right after this short break.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, on When Radio Was.
Oh, hello, Dolores.
Well, Alan, come on in.
Dolores, I have some wonderful news to tell you.
What is it, Alan?
I just took a picture of three crooks robbing a bank, and in a few hours, I'll be the most famous man in town.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I owe it all to you, Dolores. Oh. You wanted my picture, and that's what started the whole thing.
Well, Alan, there's been a woman behind every great man in history. Who was it that helped Napoleon to conquer the world? Josephine. Who was it that helped Mark Antony to rule an empire? Cleopatra.
Gee, that's right.
And who was it that helped Nero fiddle while Rome burned?
Evelyn, her magic violin? Lord, when they track down the criminals as a result of the picture I took, they'll give me a reward. This camera I'm holding is the one that snapped the picture.
Honey, I'd like to give you a reward, too.
You would?
Yes. I'm going to give you a great big hug.
Now, Dolores, please.
Never mind your camera.
No, you're steaming up my lens.
Well, I'm going up to get dressed so we can celebrate tonight.
Okay, I'll wait right here. That filthy rich Updike probably came over to brag about something.
Oh, Alan, I'm here. You've heard of the gal in calico. Now come see who should be wrapped in cellophane.
But I suppose you dropped around to take Dolores out?
Yes. I came by to take her to Santa Anita.
Santa Anita? Well, I hope you have some hot toops. I suppose you have a horse entered at Santa Anita?
Oh, yes, Alan. I've got a wonderful horse entered. He's a thorough cake.
You mean you have a thoroughbred?
Not with our kind of dough.
Your money.
Well, it's too bad you feel that way, Alan. I was just going to give you a tip on one of my horses.
What's the name of your horse, Hubert?
Lady Godiva.
Oh, is it a sure winner?
Well, Alan, even if Lady Godiva doesn't win her place, she's bound to show.
Oh, that was a winning one, yeah.
Hubert, you can lord it over me now, but by tomorrow I'll be as famous as you are.
What is this? Alan, I can't believe my ears.
You can't believe your ears?
No, they're so pretty they don't look real.
Hubert, you wait till you see what happened. This morning I went out to have a snapshot of myself taken.
How dreadfully common. We Updikes never have snapshots taken. Just last week I had my portrait done in oil by Rembrandt.
Rembrandt? Hubert, Rembrandt's been dead for 500 years. How can you possibly have him paint your picture?
I promised him a new Cadillac.
Yeah,
that'll do it. You better forget those fantastic stories, Hubert, because I'm going to be the new hero of Van Nuys.
You, Alan? No, I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, I took a picture of the bank holdup, and my evidence is going to convict the three crooks. By evening, I'll be the talk of the town.
Oh, Mother, get out the garbage can. I'm down in the dump tonight.
See, I'm giving this picture to Dolores.
But, Alan, you can't compare yourself to me.
Why, I'm as handsome as that movie star, Robert Driver.
But you mean Robert Walker.
I never go anywhere without a car.
Well, you better go find yourself another girl.
No, 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 no. If I've lost Dolores, I'm going to commit suicide.
Oh, take it easy, Hubert.
No, that's what I'm going to do, commit suicide. I'm going to hang from my mother's charm bracelet and dangle myself to death.
Showed Hubert up that time. I'll wait till everybody sees my picture in the afternoon paper. I'll be the...
Milad, I've been trying to find you.
Jonathan, what happened?
Well, Milad, your picture. It's in the afternoon paper.
Oh, that's swell. Now I'm going to be famous.
Famous is right. You remember that picture I took of you coming out of the bank, my boy?
Sure.
And then you took that picture of the three crooks?
That's right.
Well, you forgot to turn the film.
You mean neither of the pictures came out?
Worse than that, Milad. They both came out together.
Jonathan.
Yes, my lad. Now there are four crooks. And you.
Yes?
You are holding the satchel.
Oh, no. You mean I'm one of the bank robbers?
Here's the paper. Look at the picture for yourself.
Jonathan, you're wrong. I'm not holding the satchel. I'm left holding the bag.
Well, Alan Young's picture of the bank robbers appeared in the paper all right, but Alan forgot to turn the film, and his own picture came out with the crooks. This turn of events has not only startled Alan, but let's look in on the crooks and see what their reaction is.
You miserable mug, you louse things up again.
Oh, listen, Gertie, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Shut up. Nothing goes right if Gertie DeGotta ain't around. I chased the joint, figured the layout, and you guys bungle it. I'm taking out my jet.
Gertie, Gertie, no, 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 Gertie, please, no. Gee, I didn't know you were just going to light your cigarette.
I ought to pin you guys full of lead. Look at this picture in the paper. How did this guy get into our mob? How come he's holding our satchel? Who is this guy in the picture?
Well, I was afraid to say it, Gertie, but look at them shifty eyes. Look at them cauliflower ears. Look at them flat nose there.
It's Willie the Weasel.
That's who it looks like, all right, Willie the Weasel.
Well, he ain't gonna muscle in on Gertie DeGotta. I sent out two of the boys to pick him up. They're driving him over here now.
Well, where are we going, fellas? Why doesn't anybody answer me? Where are you taking me? I was just crossing the street, and you two guys drove up and shoved me in your car. You just can't pick up a pedestrian and shove him in your car. This is California. You got to hit a pedestrian first. Gee, I never saw such unfriendly guys. Tell us, say something. Stop staring at me like this. Maybe you'd like to hear a funny joke. Heard a funny joke today. Did you hear what the baby Studebaker said to the mama Studebaker? Hey, Mom, you powdered the wrong end. Hey, wait a minute, fellas. Where are you taking me? We're way out in the country now. It's so deserted. Okay, I'm getting out. Don't push. I'm going up the steps. Even Richard doesn't have this much trouble.
Well, you finally got here, you mugs.
Okay, frisk them.
Frisk me? Oh, well, I haven't got uniform. That big one has hangnails.
Hey, Gordy, this guy ain't Willie the Weasel.
Come here, you.
Yes, miss?
Feel this gun in your rib. Willie the Weasel. Do you know what's going to happen to you if you're not really Willie?
Yeah, pop goes my weasel. Wait a minute. Now I understand. You think that I'm...
There's been too much talking. Let's pop him off.
Shut up, you skunk. You guessed it. I'm Willie the Weasel. See? The roughest, toughest mug west of the east. See?
Now, look here, Willie.
Shut up. It's a minute. I don't take no guff from women, see? Well, I bumped off so many housewives like a dishpan guns.
Listen, Willie. I'm still leader of this mob.
Nothing more, you ain't sister. Willie the Weasel's moving in, see? I'm taking over, see? Nobody try no funny stuff. I got an itching finger twinger. Itching friggin' whatever it is. Whatever it is, watch out when I start scratching. That's all.
Relax, Willie, relax. Maybe we can get together. I like someone tough and strong.
You do, huh?
I like to have somebody around who's stronger than me. Someone who can bend my iron will. Someone who can hypnotize me.
Yeah, get in touch with me brother influence.
Say, Gordy, if this is our new leader, maybe we ought to give him the dope, you know, tell him about the job we're doing tonight.
There, Willie, we're going to crack the safe over at the Hubert's upside mansion.
You found the place. It's a local phone book, I know.
How'd you like to handle the job?
Right up me alley. First, let me call a friend of mine who knows the layout. Oh, Jonathan, home. Hello, Jonathan. This is your pal, Willie the Young. I mean, Willie the Weasel talking. Yeah, I'm with the three guys whose picture I took this morning, remember? Yeah, I want you to get over to the Updike house right away, Duffy. Jonathan, got a big job. Okay, gang, follow Willie the Weasel.
You think it's going to be an easy touch?
Easy. As long as I got Gertie the Garter with me, it's bound to be a snap. Come on, kids. Here we are, gang. This is the Updike Mansion.
Say, this is the biggest joint I ever seen.
Yeah, it's a big joint, all right. Look at that sign there. Make all deliveries at north end of house. Have your Canadian passports ready.
Hey, Dad, come on, Willie. Yeah, let's get the joint ready.
Okay. Everybody put on a black mask. You all set? Now we'll climb in through this window here.
Hey.
Hey.
There's Hubert Updike. He's sitting in that chair.
Okay, I'll talk to him. First, I'll adjust this black mask.
Hey, Hubert.
Heavens, it's Al Jolson.
You're wrong. It's Willie the Weasel. Listen, Updike, where's this safe?
Well, I won't tell you where it is. I won't.
You're going to be difficult, huh?
Let me handle him, Willie. Gertie's got her own methods. Listen, handsome. If you let me have the combination to your safe, I'll let you have a great big kiss.
Well, I might if you take off your mask and I see what you look like.
Okay, big boy. I'll take off my mask. There.
Ooh, how vulgar.
Come on, sugar. There's no sense wasting the best years of our lives.
The best years of our lives? That's who you remind me of.
Myrna Loy?
No, Sam Goldwyn.
Okay, you asked for it, big boy.
Oh, Mother, I've been ventilated.
Listen, Updike, she missed you by a mile.
I won't miss you next time. Come on now, open up that safe.
Well, don't shoot, I'll open it. Well, there's the Updike fortune.
Gee, look what's in that safe, the whole fortune. Annuities, stocks, bonds, stacks of $1,000 bills, and look, a receipt for the Pacific Ocean.
Stop gabbing, Willie. Let's grab the loot and scram.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the cops!
The cops! Let's get out of here!
Stand where you are, you cowardly Jonathan Neal. You have robbed the chief of police.
You got here just in time, Jonathan.
Heavens, it's Alan Young.
Yes, and I saved your life, Hubert.
He ain't Willie the Weasel after all.
No, sirree. Now, round it up, all you crooks. I saved Hubert Updike. I'm just as good as Mr. District Attorney. That's who I am, Mr. District Attorney.
What was that?
Take him downtown, Harrington.
Alan Young will be back in just a moment. And now, here's Alan.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, during the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show, Ipana for the Smile of Beauty and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub. Ipana, Minute Rub. Until next week, then, this is Alan Young saying good night. Thank you.
To remind you, the Alan Young Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus.
The Alan Young Show from February 7th, 1947. As you heard, on the writing staff were brothers Al and Sherwood Schwartz, and in the cast, Jim Backus as Hubert Updike III. Well, in the early 1960s, when Sherwood created the television sitcom Gilligan's Island, he would cast Backus as another snobby millionaire, Thurston Howell III. Meanwhile, at the same time that Gilligan's Island was airing, lead actor Alan Young was starring as Wilbur Post in the talking horse sitcom Mr. Ed, and he was also doing lots of cartoon voice work, led by the role of Disney's Scrooge McDuck. Young continued to voice cartoon characters pretty much up until his passing in May of 2016 at age 98. I'm Greg Bella, next on When Radio Was, the comedies continue, as we check in on The Great Gildersleeve. It begins right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the 22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Hey, hello, hey, hello.
Dragnet Big Crime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it. We asked about something, he said not to worry about it. He had it all figured.
Yeah.
Oh, we said he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
Well, that's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
When fishing, what should you do when you catch a fish? I'll explain right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome power calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
One of the first things I do when I catch a fish is note how I caught him. Where was the fish at when he hit? Was he deep or shallow? Was he lying next to some type of structure, or was he suspended? Paying attention to how you caught a fish can potentially lead you to a pattern that the fish are responding to that day. To learn more, check out our podcast at Draw to Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard an offering of the Alan Young Show. And now it's the great Gildersleeve's turn. In addition to lead actor Hal Perry, listen for Lorene Tuttle as Marjorie, Walter Tetley as Leroy, with Lillian Randolph as Bertie, Richard LeGrand as Peavy the Druggist, and the great B. Benaderet as Principal Eve Goodwin. It's from May 21st, 1944.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. Now let's join our friend the great Gildersleeve, who is still suffering the pangs of conscience for his momentary lapse into the arms of Leela Ransom a few days ago. He's also suffering because Eve Goodwin hasn't spoken to him since he confessed his slip. We find him now at home trying to gather courage to telephone her.
Let's see. I could just pretend there's nothing wrong at all. Pretend the whole thing was a bad dream. Well, Eve, I can say, how have you been? Where have you been keeping yourself? No good. Maybe I could ask her some kind of a question about my campaign. Ask her how to get the women's vote. Oh, no, that wouldn't do. Maybe if
I... Don't be ridiculous, Leroy. This costume is just right.
I don't care if it's right or wrong. I won't wear it.
You'll have to wear it.
Don't make me.
Leroy, what is all this, Marjorie?
Leroy, I have to be in a maypole dance.
Stop it. One at a time. What is this?
Leroy has to take part in a maypole dance at Mayor Terwilliger's picnic, and he just...
Just a minute. Let's get one thing straight around here. It's not Mayor Terwilliger's picnic. It's the annual outing of Summerfield City employees. The city pays for it.
The invitation says that the mayor is paying for the ice cream.
Well, the city pays the mayor. What's this about a maypole dance?
The school kids have to do it. Some idea of Miss Goodwin.
If it's Miss Goodwin's idea, it's all right. I want you to cooperate 100%, Leroy, at least.
A maypole dance? That's kid stuff, Unc.
It's not kid stuff at all. Why, a few hundred years ago, the maypole dance was a universal custom. The peasants used to dance around the maypole every spring. Grown-up peasants, too.
Well, I ain't a peasant.
We needn't go into that. If Miss Goodwin's putting on a maypole dance, you'll take part, Leroy, just like the rest of the children.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that so much, but I got a special part.
Oh? What is it?
I have to present the crown to the Queen of the May. They made me want me to wear this little Lord Fauntleroy suit and to walk up there with a crown on a pillow. And then I have to kneel down and present it to the Queen of the May.
Well, I think that's a very...
And who do you suppose is Queen of the May?
Who?
Ethel Hammerschlag.
Leroy, you make me sick. Ethel Hammerschlag is a very nice little girl.
Oh, yeah? The new crowner. I not only have to crown her, but then I have to sit beside her on her throne. I don't even want to go to Terwilliger's old picnic.
It's not Terwilliger's picnic, and you'll go. And by George, you'll wear that costume.
But these pants are too tight. This suit is 2 years old.
It's as good as new. You've never worn it. And today you will. Now go upstairs and put it on.
Oh, for corn's sake.
Go, Leroy.
Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve. What about lunch for the mayor's picnic? You want hard-boiled eggs?
Ye gods, Bertie. This picnic is not the personal property of Mayor Terwilliger. The city is paying for an outing for its employees.
Yes, sir. You want hard-boiled eggs?
I'm not going. Give the children whatever you have.
Oh, Uncle Mort, I think you ought to go.
And watch Terwilliger swelling around as if he owned the park? No, thank you.
I fixed some fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And some nice cucumber sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Little mayonnaise on them, Bertie?
Just a touch. Then I could put in some of them little baby tomatoes.
Delicious.
I thought I might just whip up a quick devil's food cake, Mr. Gildersleeve, but if you ain't going to the picnic, maybe I shouldn't bother.
Well, the children will enjoy it. Besides, it never does any harm to have a cake around the house, Bertie.
No, sir. Well, I better get with it.
Well, I should think you'd want to go to the picnic, Uncle Maud. I should think you'd want to see Leroy as King of the May.
I'd rather imagine it.
I thought you'd be taking Miss Goodwin to the picnic.
By George, maybe I should, eh? I might call her up and ask her.
Why not?
I think I will.
What's the matter?
Marjorie, I wonder if you'd mind going out on the porch or something just for a minute.
All right, Unky. I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, great. Now...
Excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve, but have
Bertie,
you...
Bertie, I'm trying to telephone, if you don't mind.
Oh, pardon me. Must be something private.
like trying to phone from a cigar store. What if she says no? But if I don't call her, how can she say yes? I don't know how I get into these things.
All right, Uncle, I'll leave it to you. Is this a costume?
Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm trying to telephone Leroy.
Go ahead.
Leave the room, Leroy.
Hey, there goes Mrs. Ransom. Are you going to take her to the picnic?
Certainly not.
Well, she seems to be heading this way.
Oh, my goodness.
Uncle, what's the matter?
Nothing. Is she coming here, Leroy?
How do I know? Hey, what are you doing behind the sofa?
Where is she?
Coming up the front walk.
Tell her I'm out, Leroy.
But you're right here. You wouldn't want me to tell a lie, would you, Unc?
You won't be telling any lie, my boy. Tell her I'm out. You don't know when I'll be back.
What a character.
We'll find out more about the City and Boys picnic right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Ox Ox.